seeing the Titan Warhawk.
There we go. We're recording.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Eclipse Phase, You Can't Go Home, Game 3. Yeah.
This is terrible. I want to go home.
I really can't go home. My guy's from Earth.
Yeah. Before we start, I'm going to retcon something from the last game. James, if you remember, you and Chris found Roland Heinrichsen's ship.
Yes, we did.
Docked at...
Vonuian,
thank you. Originally, I said that he punched a hole in the side of his ship and flew away.
Yes.
I'm retconning that. He blasted a shot of energy from his hand and blew a hole in the side of his ship and then flew away.
That's not better.
Well, I realized that if he punched a hole in the side of his ship, he'd be able to, like, make
punch
you guys explode by flicking you with his finger.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that won't work.
But now he can shoot beams at us, so.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just...
So there's
well,
that. That's
what if you become friends with him? Then he won't.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I want to.
What are the chances of that?
I want to join him in his
galaxy. Can talk. I'm very charismatic. I have good charisma.
Well, if you're going to eat while we record, please, for the love of God, chew with your mouth closed.
I did.
Yeah, and Ed has complained that we chew too loudly in the recordings, and he can't listen to
I'm Ed. I don't like when people chew. Me, me, me.
By the way, Ed is not here for this game.
Yeah.
We are also missing Derek and Chris. So why don't we do character introductions real quick, starting with Ryan.
Okay. My character's name is Lucas Guerra. He is an ego hunter for direct action, currently sleeved in a fury morph. He's about 6 foot nothing. He's a female fury, obviously, with long flowing red hair, kind of tied back into a bun. He's got bright green eyes. He's wearing a smart jumpsuit. You can see the sleeves are rolled back, and he's got nanotats that are dragons shifting around his arms, breathing fire at one another.
I want one of those. Like, really want one of those, like in real life.
That would be cool.
I would love that.
You think, like... You know, like in Harry Potter universe, how the pictures can move. You think if in Harry Potter they can also get tattoos that move?
Well, they get the ones that fade, don't they? So, I mean, I guess you can get that.
Yeah, I would kind of like nanotats. That would be fun.
Yeah.
All right, Meyer?
My guy is Gavin. He is in a sylph morph. He's a guy. He is a
sexy guy.
He's a good-looking man.
He's so dreamy.
He's a...
George Clooney of the future.
Oh, about to say, is he like Gaston?
Does he? I don't think he had much charisma. Did he?
What?
Gaston didn't have much charisma. Well, I guess no people liked him.
Everybody loved him.
Yeah, everybody
he had great charisma.
Yeah, he did have good charisma. Bell just had a good bullshit detector. Anyway, enough Beauty and the Beast.
He's a good-looking man. I think he's probably like 5'11", like short blonde hair, blue eyes, he's wearing some fashionable clothing, like leather jacket, has some nice shape, some nice sunglasses.
Fashionable clothing that does nothing to stop bullets.
No, it does, he has.
Oh, it's armored clothing?
Yes, it's armored clothing, and I put some, armored patches on it too, or something.
A blade of patches?
That's some patches.
Those are slightly less stylish, but it's okay.
Oh, he made it stylish.
He's pulling it off.
Nah, he looks like one of those punks, like neo-punk.
Yeah.
Yep.
James?
My character is Elise Menezes. She's in a splicer morph. She's part of the scum faction. She's basically your all-around party girl. She's rather tall, attractive, long black hair, and dreads, though, which kind of might put a little...
Some people might be into it.
Yeah.
Trust me, there are weirder things.
But, yeah, she,
She doesn't have wings.
No,
so.
No wings. She's just pretty good-looking girl. I'd say 5'5".
And Will?
My guy's name is, Amir Sakatawi. He's actually a, original space colonist. He's also a, bouncer. He can basically jump in space.
That's what he does. He jumps in space.
He's been zero.
I'm a space jumper too. I jump in space all the time.
I think what Will means to say is that his body has been genetically modified
to work in
zero G.
Nope.
Yeah, in zero gravity.
But no, he can jump in space.
Thank you, Ryan, for explaining that.
And he's a nice guy.
Having my Will moment.
And he's a nice guy, right?
Yes, he's a very nice guy.
He is our team nice guy, with me, the ego hunter, Meyer, the con man, Chris, the ego slave trader, and
Ed, the black market surgeon.
And drug dealer.
Body.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's also, he's also against that, Amir. He's against the slave trading.
Well, then it's a good thing that nobody gets along with Chris.
Yeah.
and we're also missing Derek, the gunslinging monkey cowboy.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. He can grab onto something with his hands and shoot with his feet.
Yep.
Sounds like David.
This game is amazing.
Okay. So.
Don't you have hand feet, Will?
Yeah, I think bouncers do have.
Yeah, I do have hand.
Yeah.
But I don't use my feet like that.
I don't think you're quite coordinated enough to shoot with your feet.
Yeah, no, if you had taken ambidextrous.
But you could pick up your clips off the ground if you dropped them while trying to reload your gun.
I could, yes.
Oh, I dropped my gun. I dropped my clip. So let me pick it up. Let me take off my shoe and pick it up with my feet.
So maybe one day, with enough training, Amir can shoot with his feet.
Yeah. Anyway. So, when we last left off, you guys were on Von Union. James and Chris had just discovered the video of Roland Heinrichsen, the apparently Titan exurgent virus-infected man, emerging from a cocoon from inside his shuttle, very mutated, blasting a hole in the side of it and flying off.
That's what and you've all stressed last time.
Yes. And you've all determined that he was heading towards Luna. So what do you do? He's got about a 2-hour head start on you.
I think Chris and I would have tag-netted that to everybody. I think, well, not the actual.
Are you going to show them the video?
I think I did that already, which is why some people had to get stressed. I think I did that already.
Yeah. Well, there was also the Titan warbots that you had to deal with.
Yeah, but
it was a very stressful game.
So pretty sure I didn't mean to show them the whole video, but I just said I show everyone the video, and you said, "Oh, everybody roll for stress." So okay. I think I did that last time, and I was just like, "Oh man, I am sorry, everybody."
Yeah,
we talked to the guy that were on the show already. Come back, I thought.
We talked to proxy men in black.
That's right. You talked to your proxy, and you hopped in their shuttle, and you were flying to Luna.
Yes. I think that's where we left off.
Go to the moon.
If you want to heal some of your stress, I will say... Does anyone not have a vac suit, first off?
I do.
I don't.
I'm pretty sure I have one, because I'm pretty sure I bought one.
Nope, I do not.
My smart clothing is vac clothing, so...
Right.
It'll seal over me.
I have a smart suit. It's a smart vac suit.
Okay.
So I do not.
You do not?
Nope.
It will be under your gear, Will.
No.
Okay.
So James and I have pretty much just jumpsuits. They can turn into vacuum sealed spacesuits.
Well, because you're going to Luna, presumably outside.
No, he doesn't.
All right, so
I'm going to buy one.
Well, you're on a shuttle. You can't buy one, right?
When I get off the shuttle, I'm going
to
buy one.
But we have a fabber, right?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you guys are going to have to take the time to fab yourself 2 vac suits. If you guys want, you can also try to heal some of your stress by having a nice little psychotherapy session with your muse.
I would love that.
Yes. If you take some comfort, it will help you. You would have to fab the comfort, though.
Oh, Ed doesn't have it?
He does, but I'm not going to go doling out his drugs while he's not here.
Ah, okay.
So, James, you have a portable fabber?
Yes.
Okay, I would say you'd be able to fab 2 things of comfort.
Okay.
While your bigger fabber on the ship is making 2 vac suits.
All right.
So you get to decide who gets the comfort.
All right, who's got the worst?
Who's closest to going blah, 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 blah?
I have minus 10 on thing.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm all right. I'm at 3, so I'm all right.
I'm just on the line of having a trauma, so.
How much do you need for a
trauma? Oh, that's right. It's Chris and Ed who are really stressed.
Yeah. I have 1 trauma.
Yeah,
don't tell me.
So wait, how much do you get until you get to a trauma?
It's whatever your
TT is.
Oh, I'm all right then. I need 5 more. My muse can help me.
Right, you don't have to make the comfort if you don't want to.
I'm good.
Well, you know what? We can deal with that next time if Chris and Ed are the ones who are.
Well, they'll have a chance to do it too. What I'm saying is on the 16-hour shuttle ride you have from Vonuian back to Luna, you can have a therapy session with your muse.
That's just good.
Okay.
And the comfort will help. So it's up to you guys.
I guess I'll give one to me, one to Will, I guess, because you have... Where's your TT? Yeah, Will, me and Will are at 6.
Okay. So your roll your muses, psycho... You has academic psychology, I think.
I have psychotherapy.
All right, you can use that.
I have psychology.
Yeah. The two of you who took the comfort, you can roll it at plus 20.
Awesome.
And the way it works, keep track of your number. For every 10 points of margin of success, wow, you can heal one trauma back, one stress point.
I just got 22 out of 80.
I got 34 out of
40. Okay, well, you got a crit. That's good.
Yeah.
What'd you get, Meyer?
34 out of 40.
All right, so you get three. You can heal 3 points of...
Oh.
I do not. 91 out of 60.
69. You can box it if you want.
69 out of 80.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
I'm guessing that Franklin isn't a very helpful muse.
Isn't he a curmudgeon-y old man?
Yes, he is. He's a curmudgeon-y old white guy who talks to me in a very condescending, fatherly manner. Like he's constantly exasperated.
Yeah, well, Ryan, you go to talk to him. He's pretty. Well, if you weren't such a pussy, this probably wouldn't have happened. All right, so
thanks
Will,
a lot, Franklin.
So Meyer, you can heal back 3. Will, you rolled 69. All right, I'll let you round that up so you can take 7. James, you rolled...
22 out of 80.
Okay, so... James, since you got a crit...
Well, 7 puts me at nothing, right?
It depends on how much stress you have.
6.
Well, yeah. James, you can take 8.
Cool. I'm at negative 2.
You're at 0.
How is psychotherapy different from psychology? It's better?
Well, I mean, psychotherapy is more actually, like, analyzing people. I was letting you guys play a little loose and saying you can use psychology. But psychology is, you know, you can use that, I would say that you can use your muses, academic psychology, for small things like this. Like, Chris's new dementia where he has he's hypochondriac.
He thinks he's infected.
That's not just, his muse isn't going to be able to help him with that. That's going to take months of intense psychotherapy.
I picture when I go see him talk to my muse that, well, especially my therapy session, she has her own digital therapy.
You can go into your own personal simulspace, so it can look like whatever you want.
Yeah.
But consider you've probably done this before.
Yes, I have.
So you probably have that program ready. Yep.
My simulspace that I go into with Franklin looks like an average suburban home from the 1950s. All of the furniture is gray and wrapped in plastic.
Mine's a white room with a pillow where she meditates, and there's an orb, which is my muse, that talks to me in a soothing voice.
Okay. I would say it's like a...
I figure a party girl needs
like
that.
Like a psychiatrist's office, except like if it's on the beach.
So it's just like a lounge, like a reclining chair and a chair for her, just on the beach?
In a little cabana.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mine looks like the conference room with two chairs in it, and the plant looks nicer. The plant's not 8 bits.
Amir, you know, I can design you a better simul space.
It's okay. It's simple.
Comforts him. Okay. All right, so anything else you'd like to do on your 16-hour shuttle ride?
Let's see.
Who beat me last time in cards?
That was Derek.
Derek.
Mm. Well, he's not here to play against.
Yeah.
He's on the shuttle, but Derek, Ed, and Chris are asleep.
Darren,
that's all right.
Yeah.
Isn't Derek driving?
The shuttle has autopilot.
Oh, okay.
It has a simple AI that can fly for you.
Okay. Can I fab us some bullets?
Sure.
Well, hang on. Before we get into that, are we landing somewhere on Luna, like a civilized part of Luna, or are we going to come in the middle of the, you know, open expanse?
Well, your best guess from knowing that he's going to Luna based on other things he's done, you're assuming he's heading for the new Mumbai quarantine zone.
Okay.
Proxy Black told you that they were going to, you know, turn their satellites and see if they could find him, but you're sort of in between communication range right now.
Okay.
If they had found him, he would message you. But, as far as you know, they probably haven't spotted him yet. But I would assume you're going into not a civilized part.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about concealing our guns or ditching them or anything.
No.
All right, so yeah, I'll go ahead and fab us up some regular regular rounds.
Okay.
I got myself a new particle beam rifle.
What? From the last game, yeah. So you can add 50 bullets to each of your guns.
Cool. Even though I have torch gel.
No. That would take longer to fit.
I know.
If you have
I didn't use it yet, so I still have 100 X.
I thought it was kind of like a cell phone.
Your particle beam rifle? Yeah, it's like a battery.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying bullets.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't get a new battery.
So I have 150.
I'm alright with it. I didn't really use it.
I haven't used my gun yet, and I've been meaning to. I've been pointing it at everything I could. But I've had nothing to burn.
Both my 50? Guns have
50 bullets?
50, yeah. If your gun takes bullets. If it's a kinetic or spray weapon.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm a 62.
Mine's can I make a research check on the mesh to... Well, are we in mesh range with anyone?
With any ships or anything? No, but I'll say you do eventually get into, like, Luna mesh range.
Okay. Because I just wanted to see if I can pull up any relevant info on the New Mumbai quarantine zone.
Yeah, sure. Just make a research check.
So, by the way, so this guy is flying in space by himself and we didn't catch him?
How fast does a person fly?
I don't know.
There you go.
And he did blast a hole through the hull.
The ships are still not, like, faster than light ships.
Let's see.
And you don't have a particularly fast shuttle.
God damn it, no. 95 out of 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your connection's still a little weak, so it's not...
You
got a little frustrated.
Okay. I just give up. Damn hyper-Google.
Exactly. Hyper-Google's being a little slow.
yeah, it's doing that.
It's buffering. Where is there a buffer?
I mean, if anyone else wants to try making a research check,
I have full bars. Why is it still?
I only have the skill at 15, so someone else with more research ability should probably.
I'll give it a shot. I'm at 45. No.
What'd you get?
I got 85.
No? Okay. You guys fail at researching.
Yeah, I'm terrible at this.
Can we keep making checks? Or?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, it's not like there's really any consequence for us.
You know?
Oh, that's better. I got a 3.
I was going to say, don't even bother rolling for it. James, you bring it up because it's actually pretty public access information. New Mumbai was a lunar city pre-fall. And it was designed, it had a few population of a few thousand, a few 10,000. After the fall, refugees started streaming in, hundreds of thousands. The city was packed. And they knew about the exurgent virus and had some basic, you know, first level quarantine procedures in place. But somehow, at least one exurgent-infected person got in. And most experts say, and based on the few survivor accounts, that the virus bided its time and just started infecting people without showing any signs of infection. Then one day, everyone just snapped, and the infection appeared. 80% of the population was infected, hundreds of thousands of people. Within an hour, everyone was either infected or dead, more or less. There were a few pockets of survivors, and a few people actually managed to make it out of the city. But within an hour, the exurgents had taken over the city.
Smart.
An hour after that, overhead satellites show that they were making their way for the exits to try to make their way towards other lunar cities. And instead of trying to contain it, the lunar authorities dropped 2 neutron bombs on it.
Cool.
And just turned the city into a crater.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
If you want, make me a networking firewall check. See if you can get any more information.
That's a better chance there.
I don't have firewall.
Yes, you do.
No.
Oh, wait, no. That's the...
What was it?
God damn it.
Firewall?
My dice came from today.
I-Rep, yeah.
But no, it's not your rep. It's your networking.
It's, yeah, networking firewall. I rolled 48 out of 45, so I don't get it.
Oh, I?
Yeah.
No, not...
Oh, I have...
Networking firewall. Skill.
Yeah. Networking,
I. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mine literally says firewall.
Yeah.
Oh, I got 5 out of 35.
You good. 20.
Yeah, I get it.
20.
Roll 69 again.
Out of 40.
Okay. So, James and Meyer, you guys find that everything I just told you is public access stuff. That's what everyone knows. It's part of, history of, the atrocities that happened during the fall. What you guys find out is you ping some firewall servers, and it seems not too long ago, firewall flybys of the area, because they do routine patrols of quarantine zones, detected movement deep down. And a firewall sentinel who was in that flight, who had psi abilities, could have sworn she felt something calling to her. So firewall's assumption is that something deep down beneath the city survived.
So the city was a warren city. It wasn't a dome. It was like built into the caves of.
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
But there were also deep down parts.
They could have been expanded. They were tunneling under. Yeah. Okay.
And something down deep below the level of the explosion survived.
Jesus Christ. All right, this is bad, you guys.
Well, that's firewall's assumption.
So,
I'm a monster. No, I do have history in Luna. History's so bad, I got my memory erased from it.
On Luna?
I think it was, yeah.
But it was during the fall.
No, it was on Luna. I escaped Earth.
But yeah, my
your memory erased
edited
during the
memories
fall, right.
were from during the fall. Because I was part of the evacuation squad, and I had to do some things that I didn't want to remember afterwards. Right.
All right, so as you guys get closer to Luna, Proxy Black pings you. Now that you're in within stronger mesh range. He doesn't even bother with the simulspace this time. He just conference calls all of you.
Okay, so I guess we'll pull him up on our entroptics.
It's good that you're here. We've detected activity from our satellites over New Mumbai.
Is that our boy incoming or something under the surface?
Seems to be on the surface, so it's probably whoever it is you're chasing. We're positioning... Our kill sats are unfortunately on the other side. We're moving them into place now. By the time you get there, they should be ready. If you give the say-so, we will bomb New Mumbai again.
Again. Okay.
This is a contain or destroy at all costs mission. Whatever he's going for cannot come to the surface.
Proxy, what's our window for making contact with you again? Because I suggest you bomb the place anyway if we should happen to not come back.
Our satellites are trained on the area. If anyone but you comes crawling out, we're going to drop the bomb.
Okay. But I mean, if we don't come back for whatever reason, let's assume a worst-case scenario. We all turn into gibbering lunatics with horrible tentacles. Give us, I don't know... 12-hour window before you glass the place.
All right. If we don't hear from you in 12 hours, we will re-glass New Mumbai.
It's a big bomb, right?
Very big bomb. It'll be hard to cover up, but it's necessary.
Probably got to crack the moon in half eventually if we keep bombing the same area.
Good luck.
Let's hope they don't have to redecorate, okay, folks?
All right.
Something else I wanted to address before Proxy Black goes away. Do you think you could give us a hand? We had to identify our craft at Vonuian, so we're going to need somebody to change the registration number and the call sign so that we,
right.
can't
consider
be
it done.
Okay.
That's easy.
We were at Mars last time.
What?
Did we go to Mars?
That was
game
arc.
Two.
Yeah.
Game three was on Blue Marble. Game four was on Vonuian.
And now you're heading towards Luna.
And now we're heading towards the
just
horrible
planet hopping.
The horrible surface of the moon.
Yep.
We're joyriding through the solar system.
At the start of the last game, we were at like some space station.
MITRE.
It looked at the moon, right?
Yeah.
It orbits the moon.
So we're actually now at the moon. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not very happy about this.
No one is.
Yeah.
It's
the moon.
The moon is a horrible, horrible place. Everything's a horrible, horrible
it is
place.
Terrible.
There are still random Titan nanoswarms on the moon just lying dormant on the surface.
Yeah, I'm just like, Gavin is just thinking of the possibilities of why he had his memory erased and if they're still, the reason is still down there.
Probably not in the new, well, you never know. Maybe you were a New Mumbai survivor and you just didn't want to remember what happened. You don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't decided yet. Okay.
Lucas puts her hand on hand on Gavin's shoulder and says, "My friend, it's better not to think of these things. It's just going to drive you crazy."
Okay. So your shuttle,
too late.
Your shuttle flies over the crater, and as you look outside, you can see that the ground around it, the normally gray lunar ground, is just charred black for kilometers around the crater.
Cool.
The crater itself, you could tell, is practically glass. The sides are slick. The whole thing is about 10 kilometers wide and 30 meters deep. It dominates the landscape all around. So you set down about 100 meters from the edge.
So is it the dark side of the moon or the dark side?
Oh.
There is no dark side of the moon.
Okay.
All the two of you who just got back suits,
yes,
they give you armor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to write this down?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Armoire. Is it an armoire?
Armor.
Instead of armor, you get a fancy armoire.
Just a brand new car.
You keep it on your car.
Yay.
Let's see, smart vac clothing. Where is it? No, not a hard suit.
You get a very archaic spear.
Okay. You guys got light vac suits. It gives you 5-5. Five energy, five kinetic.
Five more? And we hate you.
Well, yeah, it goes over whatever clothes you're wearing now.
Cool.
So it's stackable.
I'm just going
to... I think I'm going to put it.
It goes on the top, on the first page.
Okay.
Top left.
Top.
What are you so perplexed at?
Okay.
It's like right under the break in the red energy armor, kinetic armor.
Oh, okay.
It's Will. He's what isn't he can't do? All right.
So yeah, five speedboat.
Yeah, whatever numbers are there, we'll just add five to each other.
20 instead of 15.
Okay, what? Can I see your character sheet real quick?
Will bought himself a lot of armor, if I remember correctly.
Gear, back of insurance.
He is a nice guy who...
Second skin, body armor light, with ablative patches, offensive armor, monofill sword. Of course you would. Yeah, alright, well, body armor, yeah, with ablative patches, okay.
So
you have a vac suit over that.
This is Amir. He gets killed every game.
Even though he is a tank.
He's got a pretty bad track record.
Yep. So, I buy armor.
Wise investments. There are worse things to spend your money on. Okay, so, you land on the edge of the crater about 100 meters out on the charred black lunar soil and step out of your shuttle. Your menagerie decides to stay behind.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Blah, 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 blah.
I will just flat out tell them, stay with the ship... Be ready to evac out of here in 12 hours if we're not back.
Right.
Or make that 11 and a half hours because you don't want to get blown the fuck up. and if anything should come out of the crater besides us, fucking kill it.
Okay.
Kill it with fucking prejudice.
it's the moon, so that's like small. That's a little bit of gravity, right?
There's gravity. There's no air.
I think it's 1/6
yeah.
Earth.
Yeah. Something like that.
So,
there's gravity, but there's no air.
So we can...
You could bounce.
Yeah.
The problem is, the gravity is 1/6, so you could jump 6 times as high, but then you'll land with the same force as on Earth because you have 6 times further to fall.
I gotcha. I guess that's the reason why the bird didn't come, because he doesn't do well in low gravity situations.
Well, he doesn't do well in zero gravity. I mean, there's still gravity. But, yeah, Doc Skelox decided to stay behind. All right, so you guys look over the edge of the crater, and you can see in the distance, towards the base, a large hole blasted into it. New. It breaks the smooth, glassy surface of the rest of the crater.
Oh, dear shit.
I think that's where our friend landed.
Yeah. All right, Amir, you are another one of our violence doers, right?
All right.
Yeah.
God has to pee?
So you guys figure out
what point attack. It's not me, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, Amir and I will take point. We need Elise. in order to deal with whatever technical horrors might be in there. And Amir and I will do our best to cover Elise. Elise is also our TACnet source.
And I'm there. I'm here for the looks, right?
You're here because you're a handsome man.
Thank you.
We need you to talk to this thing and calm it down.
I got my pistol in my...
At one point, it was partially human, right? So, I mean, maybe it might have feelings.
No, I've dealt with exurgents before. You can't make that assumption.
Hey, I can sell water to fish.
If any part of this...
Have you sold water to fish?
Well, there's no such thing as a sentient fish, so... If there was, I could probably do it.
Well, whatever it is, I'm going to kill it with fire. That's yours.
We encounter anything that's alive in there, put bullets into it. Those are my instructions to you. If you choose not to follow those instructions, you do so at your own risk.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, man, let's get started.
We're going to wait for God to finish peeing.
Yeah.
Can I get some of that?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's in this new soundtrack I heard. I got my...
Alright, what's the plan?
Thank you, sir.
Alright, so Will and I are taking point. I think... We should probably go in and reconnoiter and then signal to them that it's okay to come in.
Well, you have your TACnet and you do have radios from your suit, so you can still communicate, even though there's no air. All right, so you guys go to reconnoiter.
Good luck.
All right, Will and I will, you know, one of us covering the other, obviously.
Right.
Go into the whole
SWAT style.
See if we have any. I'm guessing we have lights.
Yeah. Well, the ground around the hole is melted and jagged.
Okay.
And as you get close, you can see there's actually light coming from inside.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if we have glow sticks or something we could throw down there.
It seems that you can. Are you going to look in?
Can we sneak? I mean, I have chameleon skin and chameleon patches.
Yeah.
So I will try to infiltrate.
So give me an infiltration check then.
That's at plus 30.
Whatever the bonus for your chameleon is.
I think it is.
It should be on your gear right now.
Yeah.
Wow, I have like nothing in infiltration.
On the third page.
Oh right.
I have 30.
45.
Let me hear. Chameleon skin gives plus 20 to infiltration tests. And my armor.
Oh, I made it. Infiltration. 30? 5.
What'd you roll?
5.
5 out of 30?
Yeah, I have the right.
Okay, yeah, so roll it.
So that's out of 50. So out of 45. No, fuck you. 68 out of...
But I made it.
45.
All right, so which one of you is going first?
You know what? Will, odds are evens. Because I probably would have gone first, even though I fucked up my roll, because...
I'm going to go evens.
All right, so, Ryan, let's go first?
Let's just go with... I went first, and I'm going to switch my dice, because he's beating me.
Right, so, Ryan, it's about... You can look down. There's ground at the bottom of the hole. It's about 15 feet down. So that's... You're in lunar gravity, so that's very doable. So you start sliding yourself down and manage to dislodge a rock from the wall, and some of that comes tumbling down with you and land in a nice cloud at the bottom of the hole. Will, you're good at zero, so you sort of hop... And just fall down and land very quietly inside that nice cloud of dust that Ryan made.
I rolled a 1. I'm better with these dice.
All right. You guys look around. You seem to be on a landing of some kind.
Very quiet, by the way.
You look behind you. The landing you're on is small. It almost looks like a welcoming room. And you could see... On the wall behind you, it's a big concrete wall. You can see the logo for Vicker Corp. It says Vicker Corp. It's emblazoned on top of a stylized black crow.
Oh.
Yeah, I made an homage. All right.
I keep pinging them. Is it safe? Is it safe?
Well, you could see through the tech.
I know.
I just ask him if it's safe.
You guys don't see anything. I mean, like I said, you're on a landing. There's a desk off on the far side, and in front of it, it says, you know, welcome. And the Vicar Corp logo is there, too. There are stairs leading down. You can't really see what's at the bottom of the stairs.
This landing run, does it look like it was recently constructed? Because shouldn't everything under the surface of New Mumbai be fucking melted?
Give me a perception check.
All right. I'll have to hex that.
Uh, 48 out of 50. Yeah. Like these new dice.
Well, that hates me. I terribly don't see it.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan, there is like a very thin patina of dust on things. So this isn't new.
Okay.
If you want, do you have any demolitions or any science that would involve either construction or weapons?
I think I have
academics and engineering and hardware industrial.
Okay, if you want to give me an academics engineering check, James.
I don't have it. I have hardware electronics, so no.
39 out of 45.
Okay, yeah, so James, you see this through Ryan. You would guess that this place was most likely built to be a fallout shelter and was built below the surface.
Okay,
and
so
there was probably some other entrance that was from, you know, there's an entrance from the surface that had been glassed over. But the bunker itself was probably, or obviously,
survived.
Mostly intact, yeah.
All right, obviously that second bomb didn't help. all right.
I guess the third one isn't going to help much either.
Well, now there's an opening.
Ah. Yeah.
Yes.
Now they can end the bomb there.
I'm sure they could, you know, put it through a fucking Cheerio if they wanted to.
God, Cheerio the joystick. Yeah.
Just shoot a nuclear missile through it. Elise and Gavin, it's safe for you guys to come down. Doesn't look like we have any contacts in the area.
Okay, go down the hole.
All right, so you. Same thing, landing, Vicar Corp.
I land like a ballerina because she's just that awesome.
Well, if you want to land like a ballerina, give me a free fall check.
Yeah, get to a free fall.
Success!
All right, you land like a ballerina.
Yay! Are we still in mesh range of the shuttle?
Yes.
All right, in that case, not connecting to any local wireless, just going with whatever the shuttle's putting out. Can I make a roll about Vicar Corp?
Sure. Give me a research check.
Actually, maybe someone else should do this, because as I pointed out before, I'm terrible at research.
That's right.
And I don't make it that time either. 48 out of 15.
40 out of 45.
Research Corp.
Vicar Corp.
Vicar Corp.
That's it. 38 out of 12. Yeah, I don't make it.
Okay. 12 out of 25.
Yeah, keep going with the same numbers.
So, Meyer and James, you do some research on Vicar Corp, and you find out that it was a medium-sized corporation that existed before the fall. It wasn't quite as big as the HyperCorps. Definitely not as big as the HyperCorps. But Vicar Corp earned itself a respectable name in the transportation business in pre-fall Earth space. Its fleet of signature black shuttles would move goods between Earth, Luna, and the Lagrange points and any stations in between. People could also charter private shuttles. The business's headquarters were located in New Mumbai, along with the entire board of directors and most of the employees.
Okay.
Presumably, they all died when New Mumbai was bombed by lunar authorities, and the corporation ceased to exist.
Gotcha.
That tends to happen when everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Everyone's dead to him.
The corp was started by an uplifted crow who had a single bus that he would drive around Venusian orbit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So this is a transportation hub.
This seems to be some sort of welcoming area.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said,
might be like the New Mumbai train station or, you know, shuttle docking area, maybe.
I'm getting a Vault Tech feel from it.
It says Vicar Corp on the wall.
Right.
Like, as big as they can make it. Vicar Corp.
All right.
You would assume they own whatever this is.
So, yeah. Good thing to keep in mind. Maybe there might be some kind of a leftover shuttle, if we're lucky, if we need to get out of here in a hurry. All right. So you said there's a desk and
yep,
and a stairway leading down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
can I pillage through the desk?
Yeah. You go through. Give me a perception check when you go through the desk.
Can I appraise the desk?
Do not. I hate you. Scratch around. Yes.
All right, James. There's papers. As you go through, you find papers saying that.
How quaint.
Yes. Oh, it's pre-fall.
Yeah.
Papers saying that this is apparently a survival bunker for Vicar Corp employees and executives. What you don't find is any computer equipment.
Hmm. I'm a little put off by that.
What did you roll?
I think it was 45 out of 50.
Okay, so you did well. So you notice there's space on the desk where computer equipment should be, but it's not there.
Oh, shit.
I'm a little put out by that, because I'm a tech junkie.
No technology. What am I doing?
I started getting the shakes. There's no computer.
I look over. Elise, what do you got?
A bunch of paperwork. Yes, actual paper. No computers. I'm a little nervous.
All right, I don't see how that's gonna help us, so let's let's keep on going down the stairs. I'll take point. Amir, you want to bring up the rear? You want to follow down behind me?
Sure, I'll do that.
Cover our asses, okay?
Okay.
Sort out. Bust them.
All right, so you
being sneaky again.
All right, give me another infiltration check.
7 out of 50.
27.
Okay, you guys sneak down the stairway. It opens up into a large circular room. It's probably about 500 feet in diameter. In the center, there's a rail. You're on a wide landing that goes around in a circle. There's a railing.
So it's sort of a promenade.
I don't want to say bad. It's a landing.
Okay.
There, as you look, you can see there are doors coming off of the landing.
Okay.
And it goes, and there are stairs leading down more. It sort of looks like a silo, almost.
Oh, okay.
Like, the center is open. It's a big open space in the center. And there are sets of spiral staircase. There's two on each side. There's two, one on each side of the circle opposite each other, that lead down to the next level. And as if you look down on the railing, they go down.
All right, everybody check around, see if you can find signs of our boy here, because...
I guess doing perception.
All right, yeah, perception.
Yay, 17 out of 50.
45 out of 50.
It was almost a really bad roll, but good thing the dice knocked into each other.
37 out of 50, yeah.
Nope.
All right, Maya, you don't notice anything.
That's good.
The rest of it, you start looking around. It seems like the level you're on now is some sort of office space. You don't really find any signs of Roland. What you do find are a whole bunch of corpses.
Oh.
About a dozen spread out through the office.
Oh.
And none of them have a head.
Oh.
Headless bodies.
All the bodies are sort of mummified and vacuum dried. And
oh.
There are no heads.
I know why that is.
Oh. Care to share? or would you rather us be surprised?
Back on Earth during the fall, the Titans had these things called headhunters. They're basically these little robots that would land on your shoulders. And they were equipped with buzz saws.
They sound cute. I want one as a pet.
They would saw your head off and steal your brain.
If you want, you could take a closer look at the bodies.
I guess so. I'm going to keep my distance, though, because I've learned my lesson about corpses.
Okay. Well, if you want to...
Can I poke it with a stick?
It would be investigation, or if any of you have, like, forensics.
I don't have very good investigation.
You guys could point it out to Gavin if you want.
Yeah.
You've seen some pretty horrible shit in the last day, so this doesn't really faze you. These aren't fresh corpses.
Investigation?
Investigation, yeah.
Oh, 35 out of
40. Oh. I'm not very good at this. Is this still roll for it? What the hell? Nope.
Okay.
I crit fail, but 88.
All right. Well, it's just an investigation check. So you still don't notice anything. Meyer, take a point of stress.
That's all
right. Because you start investigating, and oh man, this is bringing up bad memories for you. You don't know what exactly, but this is bad.
You see a chunk of spine sticking out of someone's neck, yeah. And it's just ugh.
James. You start taking a look. You notice that all the bodies up here have other wounds.
They've taken battle damage.
They have gunshots, you know, melee wounds that seem to be, in your gear, you're not a doctor, but they would probably be fatal. So you would think maybe that the decapitation isn't what killed them. You also find one guy with a head.
Ooh.
He was shot in the left temple, and it blew out on the right.
Cool.
Was he holding a gun? Did he blow his own head off?
No.
That's what I would have done.
His brain was useless.
No, I mean, if...
And James?
I thought that the choice
this is
was...
an office. Still not a single piece of computer equipment.
Jesus. You know, the choice was getting my head cut off or just blow my brains out. I didn't think I was going to bite the bullet.
What's the matter, Elise?
This guy's head's blown off. There's... All these people seem to have been in some huge fuck-off battle. Everyone's bodies are damaged, like sword wounds, knife wounds, bullet wounds. But yet, except this guy, his head...
No, he has, like, cuts...
I'm saying, like, except for him, his head's still there, and he's just blown his brains out. Or his brains have been blown out.
All right. Well,
someone took the heads after the battle.
This is all well and good. Can we just keep moving? I don't want to...
The brain wasn't any
be
use.
Here much longer.
All right, so you guys, as you guys look over the railing, you see that there's six floors to the bunker. And you can kind of see something down at the bottom.
Okay.
I'd like to throw a glow stick at it? No, I don't. I'm just saying.
How's the lighting in here?
It's not bright, but it's on.
Okay.
It's, you
know... Fluorescent bulbs?
What?
Are they fluorescent bulbs?
No, it's modern lighting, right. Whatever that would be.
Energy saving.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is high efficiency. It's an emergency bunker.
Yeah.
So if you guys want, you can take each level, or you can do whichever you want.
Can I slide down the banister all the way down?
No. Oh.
I'd say let's go level by level that way. Yeah.
Level by level.
We should yes. Still have somewhere around the area of 11 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Before we...
Yeah, you got about 11 and a half hours.
All right.
All right, so I mean, I'm not going to make you roll for it. You go down the second level. Looks to be a dining area and some larger living quarters, presumably for executives. Again, you find a few bodies, no heads, no computer equipment. And lots of spoiled food in the dining area.
Ew.
This is getting...
You're kind of glad that there's no air, because you can't smell anything. Because if there was air, it would probably smell really bad in here.
Thank God we're in
vac suits. They didn't have any non-perishable food in a bunker?
They probably did. It was just like now it's been exposed for this long.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
there are cans of food, too.
If this is a bunker, I'm guessing that when... Shit hit the fan, they sealed themselves inside, and whatever happened afterwards. Broke in.
Or one of them was infected.
Or one of them was infected, or... Ugh.
That was my assumption, that they... Shit started hitting the fan, they all came down, and one of them just...
Someone slipped in.
Yeah, it's a smart virus. One of them could have been infected the entire time.
And our buddy's in here somewhere.
Alright, guys. I don't like the fact that these heads are missing, because that means that something is definitely alive in here, and that our boy might possibly be trying to make contact with it.
I'm not seeing any computer, any surveillance equipment either. None of that either.
Nope.
Like, there's no computer equipment.
And if you want, give me another perception check.
Yay! 50 out of 50.
Okay, good roll.
We're at 13.
40 out of 50.
Well, what you notice, James, is that there are places that it should be. Like, if you look, you could see there's a mount on the wall where there should have been a security camera, but it's gone. There are places in the desks where computers were mounted, but they're gone. Someone took it all.
Well,
it was here,
yeah,
and now it's gone.
So the place,
everything, anything that would have possibly had some sort of processor,
place has been stripped for parts.
Yeah, that's a
biological and otherwise.
Maybe some like smugglers or something. Trying to get something.
I hope it's just not the being that just started building itself bigger with all the computer parts. That's what I'm hoping it's not.
That could be. That could be. Maybe stack hunters and smugglers came in here and stripped the place. I'm going to hang on to that happy thought for now and hope that there's not some horrible machine intelligence that's been
building itself,
augmenting itself, waiting for us at the bottom of this silo.
Great like minds think alike, right?
The giant evil library and Ghostbusters the video game.
Oh.
All right, I guess.
All right, so level two. Oh, no, that is level two. Sorry. Level three, it's just all apartments. It's just a ring, much smaller than the ones on the level above. You would assume these are meant for 2, 3, maybe 4 people. Families.
Okay.
Again, a few bodies, kids, adults.
I'm not going to...
Endless kids.
Yep.
I'm not going to spread out very far, you know, beyond the stairwell.
I mean, pretty much every door has a number.
Okay.
And it just rings around. And all the apartments seem to be laid out mostly the same. There are some that are obviously meant for families. 2 bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are single unit ones. 1 bed, one bath.
If none of the... I don't even think we need to worry about that. If none of the doors are, you know, open, excuse me, or show any evidence of being opened recently...
I mean, some of them are left ajar.
Ajar. Okay. Yeah, let's keep going because
no electronics still.
Nothing.
Yeah. When
this place is like a tomb.
When did this happen? You don't know.
Sometime.
None of us are really trained in the medical
today.
Field to tell.
This is where
you would need the doctor to help determine the time of death on these corpses.
Mm.
Do
we still have mesh with the ship?
Yes.
Let me get
Doc Skelax.
We can tack Doc Skelax and.
Dolphin.
It's like big guy.
Go away. Leave me alone.
There you go. Doc Skelax. Medicine general practice.
Are you going to do the impression of Odo?
I'll see what I can do. Let me take a look at that. It's going to be tough because I'm not there. And he got a critical success.
He wasn't against me this time.
It seems to me that these bodies have been dead for years. The decomposition indicates that it's probably close to a decade. This probably happened around the time of a fall.
There's no point for survivors,
then. Yeah, I don't think so. The only things that should be alive in here are things that we should be pumping rounds into.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm glad for that fact, because I don't want to accidentally kill an innocent person.
What floor are we on right now? 3?
You are on, yes, level 3.
And we're headed down to 6.
Can we hear anything yet?
It's a vacuum. You can't hear anything.
That's right.
Yeah, we can pretty much only hear our radios
and your breathing.
A scream in space.
Yeah, there's no air to carry the sound.
Oh, so then his rock's falling wouldn't hurt, so.
Nope. It just would have been noticeable.
Yeah.
Puff.
Yeah, it would have been visible. All right, so you're going to explore any more of the apartments, or are you just going to...
I'd say, you know what, let's give the place a thorough look.
Yeah, let's give it a look.
All right, so perception. Or investigation, whichever you push.
I'm going to do investigation.
Perception. Can I scrounge?
I got 36 out of 40 for my investigation.
If you want to scrounge.
You failed it.
I got 34 on scrounging.
I got
55.
10 out of 50 on...
56
Meyer, you really don't find anything useful. There's some personal effects, photographs, things like that. This is just where
journals?
People lived.
Yeah, I know.
I would say chances are that anything useful was probably taken by the scavengers.
Yeah, the journals would have been kept on computers, those are gone. You guys succeeded. There's more of the same. Like there's bodies in the apartments. It looks like people were killed in their sleep, some of them. Some of them looked like they put up a fight and were still killed.
All headless?
All headless. and still not a shred of computer equipment.
Okay. This is making me nervous.
I wasn't scrounging to actually. I didn't want to find bodies. I just want to look at your stuff.
Okay, well then, yeah. It's like I said. There's photographs, yeah. Clothes. It's personal effects.
Yeah. That's all right. All right. Yeah. So let's
toys for kids.
This is horrible.
Toys for tots.
That's kind of what I was looking at. Let's look at better times.
Head on down to the next level.
All right, level 4. Classrooms and recreation.
Oh. I'm going to keep walking past this
one. We're going to skip this level.
Okay.
I don't want to see what's on that level.
You don't want to see if class was in session?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, we see that and go, no, we're not going to.
Yeah, you can see the door. It says, like, classroom 1, classroom 2, classroom 3.
I want to see if there's any computer equipment.
Dang, you go forth.
I'm going to doubt that there's any there.
It's up to you, James.
No.
There's a window. You can peek in.
If you want to go see the headless corpses of children, you go right ahead. No. I'm not going to stop you.
I think I'm going to avoid doing that.
Okay. So you skip level 4, level 5.
I thought you had like this whole thing made up for level 4.
Level 4 is where all the cool stuff happens.
Oh, you guys missed everything. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Level 5, you get down there. It seems to be a farm and recycling plants. Clean the air, clean the water, recycle the waste.
Oh boy.
There seems like there probably were a bunch of animals in the farm. They're all dead.
Yeah. Are there heads there?
Nope.
Okay.
Were there pigs there?
There were.
Is there any equipment?
What kind of equipment?
Any farm equipment.
Well, I mean, there's hoes, rakes, shovels.
Does Amir want to become a farmer?
I'm just wondering if they, any of like them, like they used to milk cows, or are they any of the machinery still there?
The machinery is there, but it's been stripped.
How do you want to know if there's machinery that milk cows there?
Don't want to know if it's they took everything, like they ran this computer stuff.
Well, I mean, if they've got nanofabers, they could have just disassembled it into its component atoms, and then reassembled it into whatever the hell they wanted.
So nothing really of note here other than everything's dead and head gone.
Can I make a perception check? I'd like to see if there's anything of some kind of value, like economic value left.
Yeah, sure. Give me a perception check.
Because chances are if the valuable stuff's gone, it was scavengers who did this. Alright, perception is at 50. That's 87 out of 50.
Man,
so.
You haven't really been looking for it, so you haven't known. I mean, this is a farm. That's not.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm a smuggler. I know some tricks, Dwight.
All right. Well,
perception check.
I'll alert the whole team. You guys keep.
Well, my profession is smuggler tricks.
Nah, great.
But that's like two smuggles.
I know. I'll take perception. I'll do it.
What'd you get, Will?
I failed that roll.
Yes, 19 out of 55.
Okay, Meyer, because you were scrounging through personal things before.
Yes, I was.
There was jewelry. Some of the bodies had watches and rings on them.
I'm not gonna say.
I did scrounging. I got 77.
I'll keep it happy.
Out
folks.
Of
45.
I'm not gonna tell them. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You lost your watch.
Will you guys look over? Amir's digging through the dirt on the farm.
What are you doing, Amir?
He's eating the dirt.
This is for Ed.
Thanks. Thanks. Say thank you to the listeners.
I apologize to all of our listeners, yes.
I apologize to the listeners, not Ed.
All right.
Yeah.
So
Meyer, you found plenty of valuable things.
I thought I saw a quarter.
So I'll alert the rest of the team. You guys keep an eye out for anything valuable, because chances are if the valuable stuff's gone, it was scroungers, scavengers who came and looted the place. If not, we may be dealing with something else.
Do you want to keep a happy thought, us thinking it's smugglers, or do you actually want to know part of the truth is?
As a team leader, I should probably have the truth, because that would give us a tactical advantage.
Alright, well, I was scrounging up in a couple floors above, and I saw some jewelry and stuff, so it wasn't scavengers.
Okay, so in that case, stay very close to each other. If anything moves besides one of the four of us, you don't ask what it is. You just shoot it.
Righto.
Okay. You guys going down to the next level?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bottom floor.
Level six.
Man's impale.
Seems to be like a maintenance area and also the power plants. Fusion generators running to generate the power for all of this. In the center-ish area of the floor, since the silo stops, there's the big open floor here, there's a hole.
There's a hole. Oh, sorry.
It's different from the one above, though. The one up top looks like someone blasted their way in. This one looks carved into the rock.
Amir, did you dig this hole?
No, I did not.
All right.
Is it dark?
Yeah.
Is it safe?
I mean, you could see. I mean, there's light coming in, so you could see a little bit. You know, like I said, this hole, it's about 5 feet wide. It's carved into the rock, and it's spiraling downward at an angle.
So okay. We can't see what's at the bottom of it.
No.
Anyone in there?
It's vacuum, yeah.
Exactly.
Can I throw a glow stick down there? Do we have glow sticks?
Did you bring glow sticks?
No, I did not.
Then you can't throw
a glow stick. Can I find if they had glow sticks? I mean, there were children around.
you want to go do you honestly want to go scrounging for see if you can find a glow stick or something?
We'll see. It's something to.
I'll tell you what. Elise, you got 20 minutes to find us some glow sticks.
All right, give me a scrounging check, James.
I'll try to.
Got 8.
Yeah, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, I got an 8 out of 40.
Nope.
8 out of 40?
Yes.
All right, yeah, you think actually maintenance in the power plant, that might be a good place to check.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's got to be something.
Yeah, you find a pack of glow sticks.
Yay!
I critically failed.
Ryan, you don't find a pack of glow sticks.
I was thinking, you think that the classroom floor might be...
You think one of your light bulbs on your suit would be a good thing to lose?
No, it was just a scrounging roll.
All right.
What you do come across, though, Ryan,
it's a nice, pretty rock.
You go back up to the farm level.
Okay.
And you start looking around, and in the dirt, you find a body. It seems like it just the way it fell, and it seems like almost half buried and reaching up. Uh-huh. And you get a flashback to Earth. You don't remember what, but take a point of stress, because that just... Something about that really sets you off.
All right. Creepy. And that gives me a trauma.
Oh. Okay.
Because Franklin is fucking useless.
That's right, yeah. Just one trauma?
Yeah, just one. Okay. I'm at minus 10 to all my actions.
Can't help it. It can only help me, right? I can't help any of my other friends. Right?
What?
My muse can't, like...
Yeah, no one else can really see it. And that would be a long time. It's not just like it's going to go to Ryan and say, hey, feel better.
Yeah.
Like, it takes hours.
Yeah.
Okay,
unless
so...
I build it a robot body.
I mean, what you can do is your muse... if you wanted to roll it a penalty, your muse can tell you what to do. But that would be more difficult because it's coming... It's secondhand. It's your muse saying, oh, tell him this.
Tell him it's okay. He's a beautiful person.
Well, I can't do it now.
I love you.
Right.
All right,
but James, yeah, you find glow sticks.
Yay, glow sticks.
Lucas comes back downstairs. All right, I need a sit rep from all of you right now.
Okay.
There's a hole, and that's it.
Were you scrounging too, Meyer?
No.
Okay. Oh, Will was, right?
I failed.
At least, right. What's
so,
the
James,
situation?
You found glow sticks.
You found some glow sticks?
I found us a bag of glow sticks. I got six glow sticks. I could crack one and throw it down there, and...
These are like big foot-long glow sticks.
Yeah.
You said the hole is like 5 feet in diameter.
Yeah, it's big enough to move through.
Okay. More than one of us can fit down at a time.
You could probably fit two abreast.
Okay, so
you might have to scratch a little, but you could fit.
I was gonna say, why don't Amir and I we'll go down.
Have a glow stick, please.
Yeah, we'll take our glow sticks.
Scratch on my nose, and I can't get to it.
Okay, so
I feel like we shouldn't throw the glow sticks down because if anything's down there, it will let it know that we're coming.
That's a good
point. We should be ready to shoot immediately.
Okay.
All right.
So you're just going to hold it in front of you?
So, yeah.
Okay. You crack the glow stick. Are you trying to sneak your way down, or...?
Yeah, I would say so.
Wait, what if the thing is that guy? We can talk, if we talk him out of it, he can be valuable asset.
If the thing is that guy, we're going to put bullets into him, because all he right. could be a valuable asset, but he almost was responsible for 20,000 deaths.
Yeah, but didn't seem like he didn't know, like, what's happening. He seems scared.
That doesn't make you... That makes him more dangerous, in my opinion.
Because he doesn't know. He's not doing anything so intentionally.
You don't want to try at all to talk to him.
All right, well, you figure that out, Goddess. Yeah.
How about this? If he's still alive after we shoot him, you can try to talk to him.
I don't think he'll be up for much talking after that, though. I mean, I'd be down for trying to talk to him, but I don't want him shooting a beam at me before I have the chance to set him on fire.
I prefer not to shoot at him, but the guy did blow a hole in the middle of a spaceship, and he soon knew what he was doing.
It doesn't seem to be human anymore anyway. Like, he doesn't even seem to be human.
Right, he wasn't human. He's not human anymore, but he was human at some point.
That's what I'm saying. If there's anything left of his humanity, I would like to see.
What if it was you? What if you got changed into one of those guys?
He would say, shoot me.
That's exactly what I would say. If it were me, I would shoot myself. Which is what I did, if you guys remember. The only reason I remember is because you told me about it.
You asked me about it.
Now,
I don't remember.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to debate this. We're going to go down there, and if anything moves, we're going to fire bullets into it until it stops moving.
I don't have any bullets. I only have fire gel.
In that case, you're going to fire gel at it until it burns.
I just want to say, my skill set is very underappreciated in this group.
I agree with you. I really want to talk to him if there's anything left to his humanity, but honestly, we can't really take that risk of it, because he could blow holes in ships with just his pointing his hand at it. He activated Titan Warbots. He set a plague out up on...
You might start talking, and all of a sudden, boom, you're gone.
What if he's... I mean, if you want to make sure that they try talking to him, right, Meyer, you can go with them.
I figured those two are going down first. And
I know, but I'm saying if Meyer wants to make... if Meyer's so dead set on talking to him first, you should go with them.
I see where Meyer's coming from. He used to be human.
Can't hear you.
You can speak. No. That's a good point. Can't talk to him.
You might be able to. You can...
Hey, would you like to...
Tell you what, Elise, is there any mesh around here? Just scan for wireless networks. Go for it.
I'm not even going to make you roll for it, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. There's nothing here.
It's just your connection with the ship.
Yeah. There.
There's no way to talk to anyone.
I pull it down to see if there's any Wi-Fi networks available.
No.
All right, so whatever they got here is either hardwired or air-gapped. So, I'm still of the opinion that we should go down there and shoot whatever moves, and...
We can't really talk to him anyway because it's a vacuum.
I'm all for not dying. I'm just saying. If he wants to talk, we should talk to him.
How's he going to talk?
Well, we'll figure that out later. I say right now, though, we find out what's down there and shoot.
Yeah, I'm going down. Amir, you come right
you
behind
go.
Me.
Yeah.
And then we'll signal you if it's safe.
Okay. So give me infiltration checks.
Mm-hmm.
39
out of
50. 7 out of 55. Alright. Yeah, you guys.
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm wrong. Infiltration's 30. I read the wrong thing.
So, what did you roll?
39. I did not very sneaky.
Alright, so Will does not sneak.
He falls down.
I trip.
I didn't sneak with a very high MOS, so I probably didn't do too well either.
What was yours?
7 out of 55.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys, you crack the glow stick and you start snaking your way down. Like it's a gentle slope, so you can walk.
Drop the glow stick.
so you didn't critically fail. So yeah, it's sloped and just sort of gradually spirals around. And the further down you go, it gets darker. You know, after like two turns around, you can't see the light from the hole anymore. Mm. And you keep going down and down and down for what seems like ages. Eventually, you come around a curve, and you see a glow from lights. And the tunnel stops, and there's about 10 feet, and then you can see So I mean, it's you're like in a straight tunnel now, and it opens up in front of you, and you can kind of see. It's much brighter in there, so it's hard to see in, but you can see the silhouette of a person.
Oh.
What's on you guys?
Are we still tack-netted with them?
The connection's faint, but yeah. However, you don't really have much of a connection to the ship anymore.
All right. Looks like we got enemy contact here, guys. Come down, because we might need your
extra
assistant.
Firepower.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to...
You're going to sneak down?
Yes.
All right, infiltration.
Yeah.
Come on, me.
Oh, yeah. 22 out of 30.
11 out of 30. I quit success.
You should have sent those guys in first.
Yeah, 11 out of 45.
All right, so you guys start making your way down. Ryan and Will, there's a voice in your speaker. You can come in.
Oh, shit.
What's going on?
You guys don't hear it.
I am furiously making...
I don't hear him say, oh, shit.
Well, you hear him. You hear what they say.
Yeah.
You don't hear the voice.
That's what I say. I say, what's going on?
I'm, you know...
Guys, what's... Oh, shit.
Did the two of you leave the TechNet?
Hello?
It's just the two of us here.
Okay.
Heinrichsen?
Yes.
We just want to talk to you.
Wait, do I need to... You're talking to Heinrichsen? You guys!
Do I need to make a, what is it, deception check about that?
Yes.
In a second. Yes, 20 out of 35.
All right, he failed his kinesics check, so...
I'm not using deception, because I actually don't want to kill him yet.
You haven't said anything.
You didn't say
hello. Well,
oh, okay.
You're lying. You mean goodbye.
You can't really lie when you say that. Well, please, come in.
All right.
All right, so you like the tunnel's about 10 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
You're going into the larger room?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so you walk in... You could see things just open up. Here's a huge cavern. It looks like, you could tell just by looking at it, this is a perfectly spherical dome. About 100 feet all around. And you can see lights tacked up to the walls, on the ground. It's spottily lit, but it's bright. And at the center of the room is the most horrible thing you have ever seen in your life. So give me a will check.
Do we see this?
If we're looking...
No.
Will times three or just straight?
Will times three, yeah. Stress test.
Double aught. I'm good.
Okay, Ryan, take one.
You guys... All right, so I'm going to guess that since you guys said it was only two, you don't want us there.
Six out of...
Correct?
45.
Well, yeah, I was
guessing. Six out of 45? All right, Will, you also
critically succeeded in sneaking, so...
Yeah.
So just one.
You want us staying put?
Well, I figure we'll make our way down there, just not go as close, like, not go into the tunnel.
Actually, yeah, you guys are tack-netted, so you guys can make stress tests, too. Sorry.
Crap. That's my stress.
Will times three.
Oh, God.
Oh. 15 out of 45.
Take one.
Oh, okay. I got to say 60 out of 60.
All right, so take one.
So what is this horrible thing that we see?
So you two walk in, and as you look around, you see the lights. Your eyes start to follow wires that are snaking around the room. And you can see that all of the missing computer equipment from upstairs is here, networked together. All of the wires are connected to each other, and they all lead to a monstrosity in the center of the cavern, suspended from the ceiling by what looks like metal wires with skin wrapping around them. It's the remains of five people. It's the remains of five people that seem to be melted together into a mass of flesh and wires. And you can clearly make out five faces protruding from this thing.
Are the brains inside there?
And as your eyes come back down, you see that the mass along the entire perimeter of the room is just ringed by heads. all of the severed heads from above, impaled on spikes and arranged around this central thing. Wires drilled into their heads connect all of them and then feed back into the central mass.
The brain has like 6,000 terabytes worth of information.
Oh, shit.
James, if you want to give me like a hardware, you have hardware electronics?
Yeah.
I have hardware electronics too.
Yeah, if you want, you can give me a hardware electronics check.
Yeah, 75 out of 75.
That's 4 out of 35.
They made a giant biological computer.
Awesome.
It's using the brains and all the computer equipment from this place, all networked into these 5 connected people, into one horrible computer. You don't know what for.
I'm more fascinated.
You can
by
interface with it if you want.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I don't want to alert its presence that I'm here yet. It doesn't know me and Meyer are here. Meyer and I are here.
The Reaper.
All right.
Roland is standing in the center of the room, sort of underneath this thing.
I'm going to
ask him what he's doing.
Text Will, you know, just gesture text over the TACnet, stall him. And then I'm going to look around the room and see if there's anything that I can shoot that will, because I have hardware electronics, any kind of a power source that I can, you know, shoot to disable this thing.
Okay. So give me another hardware electronics check. Will?
Can I assist him with that?
Yeah, text Ron. I'm going to text Ron.
You would be at minus 20 because you're looking through his eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be... I'll gesture text you back, you know, just, you know, T9, basically. So I'm like, moving my fingers around on my side. I'll text him back. If we die... you guys get round 2.
Okay, so Meyer and James, what are you guys? Are you just staying in the middle of the tunnel, or are you trying to finish coming down?
I was gonna finish going down.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay hidden. I think
they both critted.
So. Well, yeah, no, I mean, you guys both critted, so you can hide in. You know, you can get to the bottom of the tunnel and hide. Okay.
Right, I got a 94 when Amoxie hit for a 49 out of 55.
And okay. I got a 28 out of 35.
All right, yeah, so you guys find it. Give me a second. So, Will, he said stall him. What are you going to do?
I'm going to stall him.
Ask him
okay, what are you going to do?
Oh, Will's a master at talking.
What is,
talk to him.
I forgot his name. What is
Roland.
Roland Heinrichsen.
Roland Heinrichsen.
Ask him what he's doing.
Hey, Roland, what are you doing?
I had to come here to seek answers.
What answers have you found?
It's amazing what this thing has been doing in the decades since the fall. At first, I didn't realize what had happened to me. He looks down at himself. His flesh is pretty much all metal at this point. There are small tendrils coming off of it that just sort of writhe by themselves.
So this thing, the computer thing, is hanging down from the top of the sphere, and where is he? Right beneath it?
He's not, like, right beneath it. If this is it... well, you can't see it. Yeah. Like, if this is it, he's, like... adjacent to it.
Okay.
But there are, like, wires attached to the ceiling holding it.
So if we shot it down off the ceiling, it wouldn't fall on him.
I was going to say, it's probably too well connected to the top of the dome to just shoot a bullet at it and knock it down.
No, you'd have to... I mean, if you shot all of the supports...
Yeah.
Yeah, but not just one.
I was more looking for, you know, okay, this is its power source. If I shoot its power source,
right. It'll
completely...
Yeah. So, yeah, Ryan, you look around. There is a big, thick cable... it runs into the wall, and you would assume it goes into a hole in the wall, like adjacent to the spiraling tunnel. So that seems to you that's probably connected to the fusion reactor upstairs. That's probably its main power source.
Okay, they have no fucking idea that James is there, so we can maybe Elise. I'll you know, gesture text through the TACnet, Elise. Fuck fusion reactor.
Okay, so...
send him back a winky face.
Ryan, I have to pee.
Okay. So, Will, give me...
I think that's me and you. Give me a... fuck the fusion reactor.
I'm gonna fuck the fusion reactor.
No, you can do something.
He texted you and not me.
I slap you on the shoulder and I say, follow me.
Alright.
If those two are running distraction, we'll take out the power source.
What the fuck is lying?
Is it deception?
Yes, thank you. Will, give me a deception check to see if you can adequately distract this guy.
This is not going to be good. Oh.
What?
Oh, I got a 96.
So
I'm assuming that's a failure.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your deception?
I'm 105. I can't fail it.
Well, your modifiers want to work on him, like your pheromones and stuff.
Well, 85. It's pretty hard to fail it. That's
I'm going to try and...
You can use a moxie to re-roll it.
Try. Yeah, I'll use a moxie. I'll try and re-roll that. At first, I thought I got a...
I thought he got a 99 at first.
I'm
sitting
first,
there with this, like...
All right.
Seven.
Okay, so yeah, Will, you manage to engage him in conversation. He doesn't notice Ryan's little hand gestures.
Okay.
Yes, I came here seeking answers. Well, I'll wait for Ryan to get back.
Waiting for Ryan, waiting for Ryan, waiting for Ryan.
Why are we singing?
It's a new Star Wars game coming out. It's M-rated.
Oh, yeah.
13,
really?
13. Yeah. Dude, it's about bounty hunters. It's awesome.
The Republic Commando game was actually kind of fun.
That's kind of... I think they're doing like a bounty hunter / Mass Effect.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
From what I understand, it's going to be a third-person, hide-behind-corners kind of game.
So water beat it on the soda. Probably dripped off when you went to
Yeah, but I went over this way. I didn't go over his paper. It just happened as I was walking past.
I don't know. I don't know, Davey boy.
All right, Ryan, you're lucky. Will succeeded in distracting him.
Yes!
The second time he rolled. he doesn't notice your hand gestures because he's talking to Will. Actually, no, he does get to... I'm sorry. Haven't succeeded yet. What did you roll, Will? 7?
7 out of 15.
Can I,
Yeah, you succeed in distracting him.
Okay, I was going to say, if he doesn't succeed in distracting him, can I make a, I guess it would be infiltration roll, or...
Yeah, no, but he's good.
Okay, so...
So, yes, I had to come here to learn my purpose.
Ah. And, what is your purpose?
You can see he smiles. I have to go home. So,
back to Earth.
Please.
Back to Earth?
Step aside. I have no quarrel with you.
Are you going back? Where's home?
Earth, of course.
Why did he leave in the first place?
Hmm?
Why did he leave in the first place?
Because I didn't even see Earth.
just a curiosity. Why did you leave in the first place?
It was awful. I just wasn't... But it's all different now. I'm different. I'm ready and strong. And I can go back and round up everything that was left behind.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's Elise's progress like?
Well, what is she doing?
We're sneaking back up to the generator.
All right, well, you don't have to... You're still hidden, so you don't have to sneak.
Okay.
I guess to keep up my deception, I guess I would ask him...
I was going to say, I'll text... what's his face? Gavin, help Amir. Because... Gavin is the mouthpiece. If anyone knows what to say, it's Gavin. He needs to stay fucking safe so that Amir can keep this guy talking.
All right, so, Meyer,
yes.
Give me a persuasion roll, minus 20, because you're feeding your words to Will. And now, Will, give me an impersonation check.
Impersonation check.
I got a 49 out of 50.
Oh, cool.
Okay. If it's not on your sheet...
I do. Oh, it's low.
Probably just whatever at
you're
base.
You're savvy at base. What is your roll?
Oh, I almost critically failed it.
98. You can almost critical. You can moxie to re-roll it.
Point of moxie if you want.
Moxie and re-roll it. Yeah.
Moxie it now.
Can you use moxie for not this time? You should have just used a moxie for success. Would you have been able to do that?
Yeah.
Nope.
What was that?
77. 77.
Spend another moxie to not critically fail.
Yeah, you could spend a moxie to make that a not critical failure and just a regular failure.
Yeah, regular failure.
Okay, so spend another point of moxie. How much moxie do you have left?
I just used 3 moxie.
So how much moxie
Twice.
Do you have left?
1.
Okay.
2. Yeah. So
Meyer, you what do you tell Will to say? Roland says, "And now that I know my purpose, I should go. Please step aside."
Find out what his purpose is. Find out what his purpose is, for the love of God.
Find out what his purpose is.
All right.
No.
So, no, Maya,
what do you say
give
exactly?
him good words.
Yeah.
You succeeded. So what do you tell Will to say?
I was like, show interest in the...
No. You give him the exact
word. Yeah, verbatim.
Right? Pretty much, it's a Cyrano. You're telling him what to say.
All right.
And Will's job... Your role was to see if you come up with good words to get him to stay.
I see.
Will's role was to see if he could deliver those words in the right way to make it work.
I said, I came here because I heard of you and I heard about you're trying to reclaim Earth, and I want to help you. Please let me help you take over, help find out the purpose, and help you take over, back Earth.
All right, Will, you say, "I want to help you." And he just sort of laughs. "I appreciate that, but there's really nothing you can do for me. Now, please." And he starts walking towards you. James, you're sneaking back up.
Yes.
You three, down on the ground, you hear from the ship, static. Your shuttle's trying to communicate with you. You're way too far down to hear what it is. James, as you come back up, you hear the monkey.
We have a monkey, a pig, and a bird.
Dalton. Dalton. You hear Dalton coming over the radio.
Remember, southern accent.
Is anybody there?
It's
just radio radio. You just...
What's up?
Oh, thank God. You got guys coming down.
What?
Yeah, 4 guys, black suits. They just shuttled in, jumped down.
I'm not
these
assholes
again. So, James, give me a perception check.
41 out of 50.
Okay, you're coming out of the hole in the ground. You look up on the first level. You can see 4 guys.
I send them a quick text that we have company.
All right, you guys get a text from James. We have company.
I'm going to look for a place to hide out in the way.
All right, give me an infiltration check.
Ooh, I'm actually rolling that. 10 out of
all right.
30.
James, you're running, you go like this, and you look up, and one of them goes,
"Ah, crap."
So you are on the ground, or on the level with the power plants. So you can get there if you want to try.
Yeah, I'm gonna run for it.
All right, so we're gonna switch to combat now.
Yeah, I was gonna say this conversation is getting boring. Fuck this guy.
All right, so roll initiative.
What's initiative again?
It's INIT.
Are we
plus your initiative?
Wait, we're attacking this guy now?
Well, you don't have to. Yeah. It's combat though.
I as soon as he says we've got company. I say, this conversation is getting boring. Fuck this guy. And I raise my pistol.
Okay.
1d10 plus initiative?
Yeah. Whatever your initiative.
I'm at 16.
I'm at 23.
I'm at 14.
Wait, hold on. Is it one die?
Yeah, one die plus your INIT.
Eight.
So we'll go around.
All right.
Oh, 13, not 23. My bad.
All right, so Ryan, what are you at?
16.
Ryan, you're at 16. Meyer?
14.
James?
13.
And Will?
Eight.
Eight.
Plus your initiative?
Yeah.
All right, Roland is going at 18.
Well, I and IT. 6 and 7 is 13.
Yes, your INIT score.
Not the INT, INIT.
Oh.
That's 6.
That's 17. Your intelligence.
Oh.
All right, so Will's at 13. All right, Roland is still at 18. The random guys you saw, James, they're at 8.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, they did not roll, bro.
Well, they're going to take a while, because a combat round is like, what, 4 or 5 seconds?
Yeah.
So...
And they're on the first floor, too, right? And I'm, like, on the bottom.
Yep.
So. Yeah, you get to that power plant and disable it somehow.
Okay. Well, it starts with highest.
Yeah, so Roland's going first.
Yes, Roland is using full dodge this turn. Because he's a little confused as to why you guys are attacking him. So next up is Ryan.
All right, I am going to unload on him. Full auto.
Okay. You going for extra damage or extra... to hit.
You know what? I've got 60 to hit, so I'm going to go for extra damage.
Okay.
Why didn't we just ask him first?
What?
Did you invite any friends?
I think they're here for him.
They're here to kill him, I think.
That's 50 out of 60 to hit.
He rolled 59 to dodge.
God damn it.
So he jumps out of the way.
And I burn 10 bullets.
Yep. All right. Meyer, you're up next. He still doesn't know you're there.
Yeah, no. Now, he said he wants to take back Earth, right? What's the...
No. He said he wants to go home.
Okay. What he said was he wants to go home for everything that was left behind, which is all Titan-infected shit.
Well, you don't... He could be talking about people.
He seems to have the ability to activate Titan technology and to use it. So
yeah,
I'm assuming that there's some sort of correlation there.
See, here's the thing, and I don't... You know, we're in combat now, so we don't really have time to get into this whole philosophical debate. As Lucas sees it, that interdiction fence is up there for a reason, and everything that's on the other side... Everything that's still human, well, that's unfortunate for those people. It's better off that they're on the other side because, you know, there are other horrible things still on Earth.
Yeah. But what he said was he wants to go home, back to Earth, so he could get everything that was left behind.
Should have gotten specifics.
He didn't say people.
Well, people have now come to...
Nobody really knows what's going on Earth. They just
and then you started shooting him. So... Ryan did.
I started shooting him.
That makes conversation a little difficult.
I made an executive decision. We're shooting this guy. Wait, what are you doing?
I was screaming while
he seems to be a Titan-human hybrid.
I'm going to cuff him like, what are you trying to kill him for?
You're going to use your whole action for that?
Yeah, I'm going to run out.
Okay.
I'm going to say, what the hell are you doing?
That's your whole action?
I'm not gonna try to kill him. I'm sure I'm not gonna try to kill him.
No, I'm saying, Will, that's your action too. Because you're at 13. So that's Meyer's action. He's running and going, what are you doing?
I'm thinking I should get in the. Because I'm more defensive, and I don't attack unless we're attacked.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get in front. I'm gonna get in between, I guess, him
but
and.
But he even said he has no quarrel with us.
You're going to step in front of Ryan
and, like, say, like, whoa, like...
If you're stepping in front of me, then I'm shooting you, because...
You're going to get shot.
Well, you already shot.
Yeah.
And then Will is going to step in front of you. Okay, so, Ryan, Will steps in front of you. What are you doing? James, you're at 13.
Yeah.
You just want to run to...
The generator.
All right, so give me a free running check.
Free running. It's good, 31 out of 45.
All right, you moon hop.
Yeah!
And you make your way over there. You look back. You thought you had time because those guys are on the first level.
They jump down.
They're hopping over the railing.
God damn it. I hate that.
So they are going... They will be on the ground next turn.
Okay, so that's going to be...
All right, speed 2. Who's got speed 2?
I do.
All right, so does Roland. He did not appreciate you shooting at him, Ryan.
I'm sure.
So he is throwing a grenade over to you.
Okay, well, Will is standing in front of me.
Yep. So he's throwing a grenade at you. So if you guys want, you can pray.
I'm gonna grab Will and, you know...
Ryan, give me a perception check first. Because Will is standing in front of you.
Use will and bat the grenade.
37 out of 40.
Okay, you see him throw the grenade at you.
Okay.
Will, you do not. Your back is to him.
Yeah. All right, in that case, I'm going to try to get Will out of my way and try to get us both out of the way.
All right, so you're going to make a fray check with Will? All right, so Ryan...
That's
going to
be horrible, but...
Yeah, it's give me a fray at minus 20, or you could just tell Will to move. It's up to you.
Well, there's less gravity, so couldn't he, like, push off Will and have both of them just fly in opposite directions? Could they possibly do that?
Yeah, if Will lets himself get pushed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. My thinking was I was just going to grab him and kick off.
Okay. So if you want to do that, I would say that's Frey at minus 20.
I would think you'd go, watch out!
Yeah, probably. Watch out.
He rolled 39 to throw.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so Ryan, you guys get hit with an overload grenade.
Which does what?
They launch an all-out assault on the target's sensory spectrum. This attack includes blinding by intense flashing light, a deafening thunderclap, followed by an intense ultrasonic screaming, nausea-inducing malodorance, which don't really matter because you can't smell it. And infrasonic frequencies that could trigger unpleasant emotional responses, anxiety, uneasiness, extreme sorrow, nervous feelings of revulsion or fear. For an extra kick, overloads are also packed with sting balls, rubber pellets that inflict pain when detonated near an unarmored target, which you're not. Anyone caught within the base 10-meter blast radius, which is all three of you. Meyer, you can make a fray check if you want. That's full. All
right.
So, Ryan and Will, make a SOM plus Will test.
I rolled a 1.
You did not do well enough.
30.
So, maybe a SOM plus Will test.
No, 35.
SOM plus
Will. Wouldn't the smell and the noises thing not really affect them?
17 out of 30.
I rolled 17 out of 30 as well. Well, same number, same roll.
39 out of 30 if I'm still at minus 10.
Okay. 39 out of 30?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Ryan, you have the overwhelming urge to leave the area. You must immediately leave this area.
Okay.
The 10-meter radius.
I want to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll spend my speed 3, then, I guess, backpedaling out of the...
You all, however, suffer a minus 30 action modifier.
Ouch.
Okay, so that puts me at minus 40.
No. You suffer a minus 30 action modifier, which goes down by 10 for every action turn after you leave.
Why are the odds of rolling the same number with our same?
So pretty much, you guys had jumped. I would say you all jumped out of the area of effect, but you were in it when it went off.
Yeah.
Because you all did make fray checks, you just didn't make it good enough. So there's like a 10 meter radius where you don't want to be. You're not in it.
Yeah.
But you still have a minus 30, and at the start of the next turn, it'll be minus 20, and at the start of the turn after that, it'll be minus 10, and then it'll be 0.
Okay.
Overload grenades. Gun level.
Well, at least they're not a deadly grenade. It's not like...
No, they're just overload grenades. They overload. You're armored, so the rubber pellets don't hurt you.
Oh yeah, I used my Guardian Swarm last time, so I don't have that anymore, right?
I just want to make sure. Yeah, you're not armored. I mean, you are armored, so the rubber pellets don't hurt you. They bounce off of you.
Yeah, we're all wearing back suits, so.
Yeah. Okie doke. That was his turn. You guys are rather incapacitated for the rest of your turn, though.
Yeah,
So that's speed 2.
Okay.
Does anyone have speed 3?
I have speed 3 with my Neurochem.
All right, so Ryan, you managed to shake your head out, and your thing is at minus 20 now.
Yeah.
Because you're moving faster.
I'm just getting the hell...
Will's not in front of you anymore.
Right. You said I had the overwhelming urge to get out of the area, right?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm doing this turn. I'm making a beeline for the tunnel.
Well, no, you don't have to... the way it went... The thing detonated in front of the tunnel entrance, more or less. You want to get away from where the grenade exploded.
Oh, okay.
So you pretty much are running further into the room.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that.
You could run back up the tunnel, but pretty much there's a circle in front of the tunnel that you don't want
to
be in.
Can I make a will check of some kind to power through it? Because I know I want to put myself between Roland and the exit.
Sure. So, I'll give will times 3.
Okay. It's 35 with my minus... No, 25. Damn it. 10 out of 25.
All right, yeah. You managed to keep your shit together, so you could stay there if you
wanted. Okay. Yeah, so I'll do that.
So, I mean, you could still get... You could still do something. If you want.
All right, I'll
try... That was a free action, too.
I'll try to take another shot at him, I guess.
Okay, so roll your...
I wish I could yell still. I can't.
Well, you guys are... I'm just pointing this out at a character. Our mission is to contain at all costs. He's going back to Earth. We can't fucking let him do that.
Especially if he can control Titans. Well, we don't know if he can control, but we know he has some sort of effect with Titans and Titan technology. And he was kind of vague on what he was going back for.
Well, we can still ask him.
I don't think he's going to want to talk to you. I mean, Meyer might be able to pull that off, but I don't think...
That's 39 out of 50.
Okay, you beat his 35 fray.
Hooray.
So roll for damage.
All right, and I'm going for the...
Now it's impossible.
I'm right. Going for the extra 3D.
I'm sure if it's going to have actually entirely affected. He's partially armored. It might be self-repairing nanotechnology for all we know.
It's 22, 31... 37.
37?
From what I'm getting from it, he's a human Titan hybrid.
Trying to do math, because this game is all about math.
Oh, and sorry, the AP is minus 3.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you hit him, and he starts bleeding what kind of looks like blood, more or less.
All right.
I have a feeling his next turn it's going to heal.
Probably. I'm going to shout at them over the TACnet. We're committed now, goddammit. Help me.
Okay.
I can't do much.
Yeah, well, Elise, your mission is to get to that generator.
All right,
the problem is I'm going to have company this turn.
Next turn, speed 1, Roland is going to shoot you, Ryan.
Okay. I guess I'll fray it at half. Now do I have minus 10 and then half, or half and then minus 10?
Well, it's minus... You have your trauma, and I think you still have minus 10 from the effects of the grenade.
Right, so I'm at minus 20 this
time. So I think it's minus 20, then half.
Yeah, okay. That's what I would think it would be if you're suffering from
all right,
effect.
So
yeah.
I'm rolling at 25.
He misses.
Well, that's a good thing, because I didn't dodge.
Well, what was your margin of failure?
My margin of failure was 24.
Well, failed too, so it doesn't. I'll go easy on you. All
right.
So you jump out of the way, and a blast of plasma lands where your feet used to be. You can feel the heat through your back suit.
Oh, all right.
Ryan, your turn.
All right. I have... I don't have enough bullets in my clip for another full auto, but I'm gonna go. I've got 4 rounds left before I have to change out the clip, mm-hmm. So I'm gonna burst fire those.
Okay, and yeah, his thing does start to patch itself up a little bit.
All right, what modifiers burst? Do you have?
Give me a second. I forget what burst fire.
That's down to 30.
I think it's 3 shot.
Yeah, burst fire.
I think it's more precision.
Burst fire weapon chooses one level. 2 bursts may be fired with the same complex action. Each burst is handled as a separate attack. Bursts use up to 3 shots worth of ammunition. A burst may be shot against a single target or against 2 targets. So it's either plus 10 to hit or plus 1d10 damage.
Okay, again, I'll go with the damage because I feel like he's a tough customer.
Okay.
So that's, I'm at 50 to hit. I'm going to spend a moxie to re-roll, because I rolled an 86. I'm at 50.
So you can do two if you want, two shot bursts.
Okay.
And each one would be, but each one regales as a separate
right.
attack.
So that's four attacks I get this round?
Well, no, it's two.
It's two, okay. It's, okay. So, yeah, in that case, I'll do that. That puts me down at 126 rounds.
Because you said you had four left in the clip.
Yeah.
So it would be, and then you're spent.
All right.
So that would be this. That would be speed one. You can get both shots off.
Right. And then I guess speed two, I'm going to reload with right. another clip. All right, so I spent a moxie. I'm rerolling. That's 45 out of 50.
All right, he rolled 30 to die, so roll for damage.
So I am at, what is it? I get
it's plus 1d10.
Plus 1d10. All right, that's 14, 16, 18 with a minus 3 AP for the first attack.
Okay, yeah, you do a little bit.
All right.
And so attempt, roll the second.
Attempt number 2 is 41 out of 50.
You beat his fray. So roll for damage.
All right. That's 8, 9 with a minus 3 AP.
That doesn't do anything to him.
Okay.
You sort of just bings off him. You go... Meyer.
These and confused.
Yes, you have minus 30. Well, it's minus 20 now. To all your actions.
Basically, what happened right now, Gabby ran into the room. A explosion happened. He's like, "Whoa!" He thinks he heard what's Ryan? I forgot Ryan's character's name.
Lucas.
He heard him saying something, like shouting in his speaker, but he's still like, "Whoa!"
Yeah. So I mean, if you want to play it that way, you don't really know what Lucas said. You're kind of seeing spots, and your ears are ringing. And you're sort of dizzy, like you don't. You're out of it. Mm. You could do something if you want. It's just tough.
I'm just like. It's not gonna be the most charismatic thing, but I'm like. Roland. You said, who are you? Are you saving the people on the earth? That's not my show.
All right. So give me a persuasion at minus 40.
Guess what? 40. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not. That's not. Nope.
Yeah, Meyer, you kind of go, rolling yeah. the earth.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to you.
I gotcha.
Will and James, you're both at 13.
Oh, I'm still a little dazed.
Yeah, you feel like you're in the same boat as Meyer. You're seeing spots and things are dizzy, and you don't know quite what's going on. But you could do something if you.
I'm gonna try talking
to Roland.
Oh my god!
You guys are
in character. Lucas fucking hates you guys right now. I just want to point that out.
A bomb.
Because this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but we're.
I mean, your job as Firewall Sentinels is to destroy or contain at all costs.
We're also supposed to get information, too.
No. Your priority is destroy or contain
anything
Titan
related, where it's our job to get rid of.
Anything he does could potentially lead to the end of transhumanity. We don't talk to that. We don't negotiate with that.
He can activate Titans, so right now he's dangerous.
Out of character, I think this is hilarious, because it's just totally like, what the fuck? Why are you talking to him? Shoot him! Shoot him! If Lucas survives this, he's gonna beat the shit out of the first one of you he sees. I just want you guys.
But Ryan, on the plus side, this is really working out that violence.
Yes,
that you got.
Yes, it is.
You're not gonna beat up me, right?
No, you're doing what he told you to do. Lucas is okay with Elise right now.
So, Will, what are you doing? You gonna try to talk again?
You're at minus 30, and you. Don't have really anything into your talk. Well, minus 20 now, or is it still minus 30?
No, it's 20. Minus 20. And then, again, that would also be at another minus 40. So it would be minus 70 to persuasion. 60, I'm sorry. Minus 60 if you're to your persuasion.
And you, like, got nothing in
my persuasion. My
persuasion
is nothing.
You have 30 in persuasion, yeah. So you'd be at negative 30.
If your deception's high, you can try deception.
No, my deception's 15.
Your best bet would either try helping him shoot or to
I mean, you could... I mean, if you want to help Roland, you could try to stop Ryan.
I'm not going to stop Ryan. It's just, I think at this point, Amir knows that there's no way we're going to get a word in with him now, because we've lost all any kind of trust he had with us in the first place. So
I doubt he really noticed that you guys weren't shooting at him, being the fact that he was shot at twice by Ryan.
You don't know what he's thinking.
The other thing too is I'm going to point this out, even though Lucas would be furious if this happened. You guys can just do nothing if you don't agree with what I'm doing.
Well, the other thing that I was thinking out of character, the other thing I was thinking is that if we would have asked him, he can't invite any friends with him. He probably could have helped us with the four guys coming after, and then we could have done something.
Well, right now I'm dealing with the four guys because they're on me.
So that's my only other thing. That's also what I was thinking about. It's like we could have used him to fight off those other guys.
Then we definitely made enemies with those other guys. Those other guys
are already enemies with us because they've already attacked us.
Well, we don't know what
twice.
They want.
We don't know who they are.
We don't know anything about them. We just know that they show up wherever we are.
Will is assuming, and I'm assuming correctly, that these are the guys who attacked us on Mars, and
you don't know yet.
Also on the scum barge.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm assuming these are the same guys, like the same faction. None of them have any form of identifying marks. They all have just generic skins. I mean, you know.
Right. They're looking for Titan.
This turn, Alex, is going to be spent me recuperating.
Recuperate.
Like, all right. So you want it? All right. So give me a will times three check.
Sure. Go ahead. Take a fucking breather.
No. Like. I kind of imagine that, like, I fell down, so I kind of staggering back up.
So Will, you're just going to spend this turn standing up.
Staggering up.
Okay, you don't have to roll for that. James, what are you going to do?
Did they land yet, or the landing after I...
They land after you go.
Okay, so they're not going to have any other action? They're just going to be landing, or are they going to be able to shoot at me when they land? Because then, if that's the case, I want to take cover and kind of mount up my flamethrower.
Okay, so you want to, like, take aim?
Yeah.
All right, so...
My thing has a smart link, safety system, a gyro mount, and an imaging scope.
What's the range? Never mind. Torch, I got it here.
Yep.
That is a short-range weapon, though.
I figured as much.
So if you... if you're behind cover, you're probably going to be about... I would say it would be long-range for your weapon, which means you'd roll at minus 20. All
right.
But if you want to just plop down and...
Yeah, I want to plop down and get ready for it.
All right, so you're behind cover. You find, like, a big crate to hide behind, and you put your gun up. You see them falling, and at the last second, little jets on the sides of their legs go... and slows them down.
God damn.
Two of them start heading down the hole, and two of them take aim and are going to shoot at you.
All right.
So you get to shoot them first, though.
Okay.
So roll your thing at minus 20. And they get fray.
And the thing of... There's like a thing in the middle of the entrance. So they're going to get fired if they go through.
20 out of 25.
Is the grenade that he threw, is that still going off, or...
No, it was a one-time thing.
Okay.
Can I... never mind. I was going to see if I could message them to alert them.
You hit one of them.
Awesome.
So roll for damage. All
right. What's the damage on that? It doesn't... Here it is.
Yeah, it should be on page 2.
3d10.
Okay, so roll 3d10.
Yeah!
That doesn't have any armor penetration, does it?
AP? Minus 4 AP.
Oh, okay.
Burn the fuck out of those bastards. I guess that would be energy armor,
yeah.
Too, because it's fire.
24.
24 and minus 4 AP?
Yep.
Okay. You get one of them nice and crispy.
Yeah.
He's still moving, but he's not happy. Now they are going to shoot at you with a burst.
Okay.
They can do that. If you want, you can dodge. They get a penalty because you're behind cover.
Okay.
Where is it? Defender has moderate cover, so they're at minus 20. So if you want, you can roll fray. Or you can just duck. It's up to you.
I think I'll just duck.
Okay. Good luck to them. Okay. One of them hits you.
Ah, poop.
So
goes right through the right through the cover.
Stupid crate.
So they roll. Um, 24 and minus 2 armor penetration.
Okay.
They're out for blood.
Yeah, I can see that. They did the same amount of damage I did.
Well, they were going with burst fire, so we added to their damage. Okay. So, speed 2. Roland's up again. He's lobbing another grenade over your way.
All right.
You don't notice. Well, towards Ryan, actually. Because Ryan's the one shooting at him. You guys want to give me a perception? Do any of you have demolitions? I don't think so.
I do.
I don't.
All right, so, Will, give me a demolition check.
I'm going to pee. Just wanted to announce that to everybody.
Oh. Yeah, no.
All right, so you don't know what kind of grenade it is.
Okay.
So, Ryan, you...
All right,
Hey, the good thing is if you die, you're not angry at us.
Can I fray?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do that then. And I'm back at minus 10 now.
Yeah, just your regular from whatever your trauma is.
All right. And on the bright side, you die, you're not mad at us anymore. Right?
So, Will, you are at minus 10 now.
I'm at
20
out of 30.
All right. Dodge out of the way of that grenade. It explodes behind you. And your radio goes out. Oh. EMP grenade. Everything within a 50-meter radius, radio stopped working. So you have lost your connection with everything above you. You can talk to these guys, but anything else is gone.
Okay.
That's all of you. It's a big blast radius.
Okay.
So it gets all of you.
Oh.
This is...
not good.
Does it get the bad guys, too?
No.
Damn it.
They're like, at the very top of the tunnel coming down. They're too far away.
So I can talk to these two, but not James?
Right.
Okay.
All right.
So you're up, Ryan.
All right. Old clip coming out, new clip going in.
Okay. Will, speed 2?
Speed 2. Now that I can kind of see again, I'm basically going to say fuck it and take aim and shoot.
Okay, what are you shooting with?
My medium pistol. I thought it was kinetic. It was not. It's medium pistol.
Well, it's a kinetic pistol.
Oh. With homing armor-piercing pistol rounds.
All right, so shoot him.
54 out of 75.
All right, you hit him. Roll for damage.
12.
What's the AP?
Minus 7.
Okay, you don't do anything.
Amir, you just shifted to number 2 on Lucas's shit list.
you can see the wounds he does have are still starting to slowly patch themselves together. All right, James, do you have speed 2?
Nope.
All right. So, Ryan, speed 3.
All right, another...
Oh, James, he threw an EMP grenade, so you lost communication with these three. Down their radios went out.
I can't even warn them about the two coming down for him, then.
Nope.
That's what I wanted to do.
All right, so I am going to shoot another full auto burst at him since I have the...
With the bonus to hit or to for damage?
For damage, because I'm at 60 to hit.
Okay.
So do I still have contact with the ship?
You do, yeah.
Ooh, 59 out of 60.
All right, he failed his fray. So roll that beautiful beam footage.
All right.
Would I be able to let them know on the ship that I lost contact with these two?
10.
There's nothing they can do about it.
I know, I'm just saying, like, you know, I start assuming the worst.
29.
Well, you hear, boom, and then psh, static.
All right, so I'm assuming that's what happened.
You could tell it was probably an EMP grenade.
That's another 33 damage with a minus 3 AP.
Okay. 33 damage. Okay.
Well, what do you have? You have a pistol?
Yeah.
All right, you can either go... You can go with single fire, which I believe is what you did, right?
Yeah.
You can go with a burst, or you can go with full auto, which wastes 10 bullets, but gives you an extra 3d10 on your damage.
Medium pistol, yeah. Semi-auto, burst fire, or full auto.
Oh, I'll probably do that next time.
Okay, because, yeah, you did, like, what, 10 damage to him?
You did nothing.
He's going to laugh that off.
He just did. So,
just saying.
Yeah, but Ryan, you definitely
plug
a few more rounds in his chest and open up those holes again that started to heal.
I also got a sword, so I could even...
if you want to get close, hit him with a sword. Be my guest. But
I want to, because he has a...
Back to round one. So, weapon. Meyer, you should be at minus 10 now. And Will, you're back to your normal.
Yes.
So he's going again. Ryan, he is shooting you again.
All right. Can I devote my first full action to dodging?
Sure. So that's plus 30 to your fray.
Okay. And I roll at half?
Yeah. Half plus 30.
So I'm at 60 then. 40 out of 60.
You got a crit to hit.
Damn it.
Which means it's armor defeating.
Good! That's great.
Sorry, Ryan.
Alright.
Crap,
where are my hit points here? There we are.
Wow, you're lucky. Take 18.
18. Okay, that's 3 wounds.
Oh! Okay, I guess I'll use the hit die. Ryan! He blasts your arm off. Pick an arm.
Whichever one my gun's not in.
Okay, your left arm.
If that's the one that I'm picking, if I get to pick, then that's the arm I'm fucking picking.
All right, Ryan?
Also, don't I have to... It's
you have to make a will test.
A will times 3 to avoid passing out from having my arm blown
off. Is it will times 3? I think it's will times 3. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure. I'm most definitely...
Because that's just what Lucas needs right now, is to pass the fuck out during this combat.
Pretty sure it's will times 3. Wound effects.
Maybe we should have
Sometimes 3.
Derek and
yeah, sometimes 3.
Sometimes 3. Okay. So that's at 50.
I said that before we began this game, and no one believed me.
And I rolled a 97.
Okay. Ryan, you pass out.
Good. That's great.
Anytime a character sees 2 or more wounds at once in the same attack.
Well, now you guys can try and come talk to him.
Okay, so you were knocked unconscious. Sorry, Ryan. You were knocked unconscious until you were awoken or healed. But it's going to take a while. Do you have medicines?
Yes, I do, actually.
So what rate do they heal you? Let me check that.
Check my sheet here. I think it takes a little while.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I got it. 308.
Meaning that Ryan, that you guys can just put down your guns and be like, we don't want
to. No,
medicines allow the characters to ignore the effects of one wound. They also speed up normal healing as noted under biomorph healing. Next to the page I was just at. Character with medicines. Wound healing rate of 1 per 12 hours. Alright, you get 1d10 damage back per 1 hour. So, you're going to be unconscious for at least an hour unless someone comes over and wakes you.
All right, that's fine. I'll be passed out.
So, Meyer and Will, you see Roland just, like, points his hand at Ryan and a blast of plasma energy comes flying out. And Ryan turns and just gets hit right in the shoulder and his arm falls. And Ryan looks down at it for a second and looks at the bloody stump on his arm and then just passes out.
Wouldn't it be bloody since it's plasma? Wouldn't it have, like, you know, quarterized the wound?
The burned stump where his arm used to be. And then passes out.
I don't want Ryan bleeding.
Will, your turn. No, I'm sorry, Meyer. Meyer, you're up.
Yes, he was thoughtful enough to hit me with plasma, so the wound cauterized.
That's what I was looking, just looking after you there, Ryan.
I know there's people coming.
I appreciate
Is there a way I can kind of position myself so I'm like kind of covered, also in good position to shoot at people as I come through the tunnel.
There's not a lot of stuff in here to take cover behind.
But in every position, maybe? Or...
I mean, if you want to just get yourself into position to shoot at the people in the hole, yeah, sure, I won't make you roll for that. You can you just move yourself around. If you want, give me... I mean, there's not a lot of cover, but if you want to give me an infiltration check,
okay.
You could try to, like, hide in the shadows.
Sounds good to me. Minus 10. Because I'm still... Yeah.
We all knew there was people coming 20
out of 35.
Okay, yeah, so you sort of hide in the shadows behind. As soon as you attack them, they'll know where you are. Mm-hmm. But for now...
They're just going to overlook you.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, well, now it's your turn.
Okay.
You always wake up Ryan to help you out. Since now you're just getting on against Roland, and he just... Like, you didn't do anything to him.
Yeah. Well, first I'm going to... I'm going to switch my weapon to burst fire.
Okay.
I think I'll keep it trained.
Go full auto, Will. Honestly, forget about me. Just shoot this
Ryan's
guy.
Not dead.
I'm just passed out.
He's not bleeding.
I'm not taking any more damage. I'm just sitting there on the floor.
Does he look hurt that leap?
Ryan?
My fucking arm is off.
No, Roland.
Oh, no. He's definitely... Yeah, he's not... He's, like, clutching his bleeding chest. Which is slightly less bleeding now.
Just go for it, Will. You're already committed to shooting him. Just go all out.
Well, I was going to try and convince him maybe that turn around and fire at the guys coming
he's
down.
He's not going to listen to you. You shot at him.
Did nothing. I didn't...
Shot at him.
It's up to you.
Will, if someone shot at you, even if they done nothing, you would go, oh, I'm going to be your friend. Yeah, I'm going to help you out.
Yeah, the only
you
problem is that...
Him,
okay,
man,
I
right.
kill... I guess the best thing is that I kill the Titan guy, and then the other guys kill me, and then we're at war with them.
So what are you going to do? You have, like, 4 seconds. Do something. Actually, you have 2 seconds.
Yeah, I see Ryan get his arm... You know what? That's part of my defense... That's part of my reason to attack him, then, because that's...
All right,
so you're going to full auto him?
Full auto him.
So are you going to use that extra... You can either... When you do full auto, you can either get plus 30 to hit... Or plus 3d10 damage.
Damage.
Okay. So roll for it.
3 or 2?
What?
3d10?
No,
you roll to attack.
Hitting him.
First you roll to attack.
68 out of 75.
Alright, he failed his fray, so you hit him. So now you roll the damage of your gun plus 3d10.
What's the damage of your gun?
Damage of my gun is... 2d10.
So it's 5.
So you roll 5d10.
Nice. It's 4.
You can re-roll one after you.
Yeah.
Do math.
Is that 60? Or is that 50?
That's a 9.
It's a 9. 9.
17, 19, 26.
One more.
31.
What's the AP in your gun?
Minus 7.
Alright, so that's really like 38. Okay. Will, he is hurting.
That's a powerful pistol.
Yeah. I think Will has armor-penetrating armor.
Armor. Yeah, Will, he like falls to his knees. He's not dead, but you definitely hurt him a lot. You also blew one of his arms off.
Yeah, take that, motherfucker!
Wait. No, you blew one of his legs off.
Oh, that's why he's kneeling.
Headshot.
And he falls
Walk
to his
up
leg.
To him.
Well, he's still going.
I know he's still going. I'm just saying, like...
So, James, what are you doing?
I'm going to burn these guys that are still shooting at me.
Okay, so it's still minus 20. Actually, I'll say minus 10 because they walked a little closer.
Okay.
But the one you shot before has taken cover.
Okay.
Because you did light him on fire.
Would he still be lit on fire? I mean, shouldn't he be taking fire damage? It is fire gel.
There's no air for it to burn.
That's a good point. True. Crap. I'm defying the laws of physics.
Well, it goes for a little bit, and then putters out.
Alright.
So it's minus 10 to distance, and another minus 10 for his cover. So minus 20 again.
Alright, but what about the other guy? He's still not in cover?
No, he's also in cover.
Okay.
They both ducked away.
So
it would be minus 20 to hit either of them. Well, One of the one you burned is in less cover than the other one.
Okay.
So it's minus 20 to hit the one you burned, minus 30 to hit the other one.
I gotta burn that guy that I burned before.
All right, so he is going to try to dodge out of the way then.
But so wait, the minus AP thing is good for you or bad for you?
The minus
25 out of 25.
If you're doing the shooting, okay, it's good because that means it goes through the other person's armor.
Is better. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not dodge. He'll roll for damage.
If someone's shooting at you, that's bad because it goes through your armor.
All right, so wait a minute.
It's the armor penetration of your gun. Yeah.
Should I go for my agonizer, which is 24. Minus 5 to AP?
What's the AP?
Minus 4.
Or,
okay. Oh, yeah, you can.
Yay!
A particle beam does plus 4 damage.
By the time the flames go out, he's dead.
Yeah.
The other one is shooting at you.
Okay.
So you can roll fray if you want.
Yeah, I think I'm going to fray this
time. Damage or armor piercing?
Probably damage.
It's only plus 4, though.
What was your fray?
27 out of 30.
Okay, you beat his 25. So he misses.
Yeah, I don't get
you roll over as bullets explode.
I'm like, I cower more into the corner.
Speed 2. Will, roll's going to shoot you.
I'm going to fray.
Okay, so roll your fray at half.
Half.
Being unconscious, losing my arm,
out
on the floor.
That's your turn too, to be unconscious.
If you die, you're not mad at us. If you wake up, we'll tell you how we mean
four.
And we're killed.
All right, that's not, he hits you. He rolled 25 to hit you. So
I'll tell you, maze.
What's your armor?
That is
20 energy, 20 panic.
How terrible I felt, and I had a change of mind.
What was the energy?
20.
20. Okay.
From not only Roland, but then the people, the squad of bad guys that are coming at us.
We'll take 7.
7 damage?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
What's your wound threshold?
Wound threshold.
WT, that is.
7.
Alright, so you take a wound. So that's minus 10 to all your actions.
Oh, I got 7?
Yeah, you just took 7 damage.
And then where it says wounds...
Yeah.
I think that's WDS or WD.
Yeah.
WND.
WND.
That's 1. You put 1 wound in there.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay.
So you have minus 10 to all your actions.
Okay.
And make a SOM times 3 check.
16.
I thought that was only if you took more than 1 wound at a time.
Well, every time you take, you have to do it not to get knocked down.
Oh, okay.
If you want to not pass, if you take 2 or more,
7.
Not pass out. So is it a pass?
Yeah, it's a pass.
All right, so you don't fall down. Okay, it's your turn. You're next.
I was shooting back. Okay.
I'm going to shoot him right back. Once again, using burst fire.
Full auto, you mean?
Full auto, yeah.
Are you going to... Is it extra to hit or extra for damage?
What are you... You have minus 10 now. What are you at as far as...
I can hit him, I think. Because okay. It would be 65 instead of 75.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to take it for damage.
Okay.
47.
He critically succeeded his fray check.
So you missed him.
So he has one good leg, and you line up your shot, and you sort of take a second, and he leaps out of the way as you pull the trigger.
It was 10 bullets, so it's number 41.
Minks and cheap.
And that's it for speed 3. Well, Ryan has speed 3, but you're unconscious.
I should have taken that extra...
I am going to continue to be unconscious.
He's still crazy, so he...
You do good, too.
He snores this time.
You would have failed anyway.
Yeah, you got a crit. Unless you got a crit, you wouldn't have hit.
If I roll for that and critically fail, can I wake up and take an action?
No.
Wish I would have gotten a 44.
All right, so he's going first. He's going to shoot you again, Will, because you keep shooting him. So roll fray if you wish.
Am I even in the room anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the guys.
Is it minus 20 or minus 10?
No, the grenade is worn off, so it's just minus 10.
Once those guys...
Well, I never had the grenade effect.
Yeah, you did.
My grenade effect was over.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's just minus 10 from your wound. Unless you have a trauma, too.
Well, I have a...
Yeah, you got a trauma, didn't you?
I got a wound.
No, he got healed. You have a wound, so it's minus 10. Just don't critically fail.
I did critically fail.
Okay.
What did you roll?
Roll 99.
So you can always spend moxie.
Spend a moxie, not to critically
spend the last moxie.
Okay, so he misses. Because he failed, too. So all you had to do was not critically fail.
Mm-hmm.
But you did. So you spent your last moxie, so you have no more moxie for this game. But he misses. So, Meyer.
As soon as you said don't critically fail, I rolled that 9.
Yeah, like it was like teetering, and then as you said don't critically fail, 9. I was like, oh,
they're not down. You don't see them yet.
Your fault.
I can't wait till the end of this like turn for them to come, right?
You don't know when they're going to get down the hall.
Again, I guess.
God damn it.
I'm going to distract Roland, so then it gives Will a better shot of shooting him next time.
How do you want to distract him?
Door rock.
I'm going to try to say, like, Roland, I have a really important question to ask you, and then if he looks over to me.
Okay. I mean, the best distraction would be shooting him.
Or agonizing him.
All right, I'll agonize.
Fucking pain is pretty distracting.
I'll agonize him.
If he still feels
that. All right, so roll the hit. He doesn't know you're there, so you get a surprise attack.
Oh, okay.
Because, well, let's see. He gets it. But do you remember what you rolled to hide?
No.
All right, well, he doesn't notice you. So you're hidden.
Okay. Well,
so
I'll agonize him. I'll pain him up. All right, so...
I really wanted to talk to him more.
Like 4, so I succeeded.
Okay, so you...
I really didn't want to talk to
you him. You see
more.
Him go, ah! And he jumps out of the way again. Well, wait. He has to pray first, sorry.
That's a surprise, so...
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, he screams and jumps again, a little further away from Will. Because the whole point is just get out of the beam of the agonizer.
Yeah.
So, Will, he's distracted this turn. If you... Well, he already shot you. So you can shoot him. Well, Will still gets.
Oh yeah.
This is first round.
Yeah, so I pinged him up.
I'm going to roll to hit him.
He's not going to be dodging because he's getting out of the way of the pain beam. So you could. Are you going full auto again?
Yeah.
What's the ammo on your gun?
41.
Well, that's how much you have. You shot full auto twice. You may have to reload.
Oh, yeah, true.
No, he should. If he's got 41.
Ammo is 12 in a medium pistol.
That's true, 12 shots.
Oh, so he shouldn't have been able to shoot that second one.
Right. So you're going to have to reload this turn if you want to shoot.
I just Van Damme'd it.
Sure, there are extra bullets in your gun. But there's only 12. So you pretty much, from now on, if you go full auto, you get 1 and then you have to reload.
So it's 12 shots. It's not.
Well, no, it's 10, but then you don't get another full auto.
I like how he's dodging with one leg.
So I reload.
That's your action this turn.
Okay.
Which means he's you don't have
to. You can also while you're reloading aim, and that'll give you a bonus.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Speed too.
If he wasn't a terrifying X threat, he'd be rather comical because he's.
I will aim as well.
Okay.
As well
on one leg.
Okay. James.
I'm gonna burn the guy that's left.
Okay. Minus 20 to hit him.
Alright,
there were 4 who dropped down the hole.
31 out of 35.
Alright, you hit him. Roll for damage.
Okay. So.
Where'd your dice go?
Right here.
He might be nice of a
just hit one. Actually, I rolled good down. 20. Yep.
It's minus 4.
Minus 4 AP.
Okay, yeah, that guy is crispy, but he's still alive.
Yeah.
And now he is going to shoot at you.
Yeah, that's right.
It is crispy. What original recipe? Right. Or extra crispy.
Original recipe.
I rolled an 81 out of 30, but I'm going to spend a point of moxie.
Well, I'm going to say don't bother.
Fan of extra crispy.
Okay.
So his gun jams.
Awesome.
Okay. Speed 2. Roland.
Unconscious.
Wait, Ryan, what are you doing?
Sleeping.
Being unconscious.
Okay.
He twitches a little.
Well, Roland goes first anyway. He's shooting you again, Will.
Oh.
Because you're pissing him off.
I just hurt him a little bit. I just gave him pain.
Yeah, it doesn't actually do damage.
Trying again. Oh, 14.
All right, he rolled 46 to hit you, though. What's your armor, Will?
20.
Okay, you don't take any damage.
Wow.
It just sort of grazes you, and your armor takes most of it.
Okay.
So you're up next. No, Meyer's up next. I'm sorry, Meyer.
No, I don't want to.
Bullets fucking pain.
Oh, this is speed two. You're right. I'm sorry. Speed two.
Me.
Yep. So right. you could shoot him. You aimed. So I believe that gives you... That was a quick aim, so it's plus 10. When I used your whole turn last time to aim. So that's plus 30 to hit him. And if you want, you can use... Are you going to go full auto again?
Yeah.
So are you going to use that to hit or to...
Damage.
All right.
Put him down.
Uh, 41.
All right, he fell his fray, so roll for damage.
Another 5d10?
Yep.
Let's see. 9, 3. 13 plus 9.
22.
22, 8.
One roll 30. More.
30.
One more.
One five. More. So here we go.
33.
Yeah. All right, you put him down.
Yeah.
Yes!
Hold on.
Sorry, Roland.
All right, Will, you blast him, and he goes falling back.
He's sitting on just nanobites lies there. Coming at us now.
What?
Is there nanobites that was in him coming at us now?
You don't see anything.
That's good.
His blood isn't quite red. It's weird. It's kind of... It's like someone bled into mercury.
It's liquid metal.
No, that's his blood. Like it's red, it looks like reddish mercury.
Don't inhale it. Don't taste it.
But
don't taste this.
He's just lying there.
Alright, well. I would say put it. Well.
Shoot again for good measure.
Shoot him in the head again. Good measure.
Yeah, I thought I'd do that.
You're gonna walk over and coup de grace?
I'll go close to him.
Yeah, learn from my mistakes.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna just. It's another ground. I'm basically just gonna go up to him.
Don't go up to him.
No. Not close. Not close.
Maintaining his distance.
Maintaining my distance, but still close enough to...
You still had grenades on.
Not having to aim.
Okay. Yeah, so you stand about 10 feet away, line up your shot, and his head just goes... It pops like a melon.
All right.
I think we should nuke this place just for good measure.
Well,
anyway.
What about the? Is there?
Yeah, we're definitely
people
doing
with us.
Since that was 10, I use a burst shot to blow off his head.
Two, okay. So it's two. Use the last two, and then you reload it.
Listen, Amir, good job, but we might still have company.
Ryan's still unconscious. James, you're still under attack.
Yeah.
So
that
was speed two.
That was speed two.
So now it's. Speed 3, Ryan's unconscious. We're back to speed 1. So.
What's up there? It's me and Will.
Yeah, Meyer, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go to Ryan's body.
I thought you were in cover, like hidden cover for when they come down.
Yeah, I'm closer. Let me go.
I'll
wake up Lucas.
Wake up Lucas. There's probably guys coming up here, so. But we're not out of this yet.
The MP. Right.
I'm gonna run over to Lucas and wake him up.
How?
Kissing him.
Yes.
Do you have any medicine or anything?
Maybe I do.
I have some patches. Wait, can I
nano bandages?
Yes.
I have first aid.
I have nano bandage I can throw you.
Yes, your arms blow off. Here, let me band-aid it together for you.
There are also some nano bandages on me. So.
Okay, so Will, make a first aid check, because Ryan has some nano bandages.
I guess I'll erase them.
20.
Out of
45. All right.
Just announcing what you have isn't really going to give anybody any form of anything.
All right, nano bandages. Right next to the weapons, ironically enough. For especially severe injuries, physical first aid, such as setting bones or removing projectiles, may be necessary. If the wounds are too severe, okay. So Ryan,
uh-huh.
You still have the damage.
Well,
but,
obviously,
yeah.
He's not going to fucking duct tape my arm back.
No. So Will, you come over and you press the nano bandages on. How many did you have, Ryan?
Just one.
Okay, yeah. So he just sees it sticking out of your pocket and patches it on, and the nanobots start going to work right away and working with the metachines. It dulls the pain enough that you wake up.
Okay.
I thought I was going to say, he picks up your arm off the ground and starts slapping him awake.
So, yeah, Ryan.
I was thinking, Have either one of you ever been chased by an angry Brazilian with his own arms?
Yeah, Ryan, you wake up. The first thing you see is Will staring down at you.
Sit rep.
Roland's dead.
Sit rep.
Roland's dead, but we still...
Roland's dead.
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Roland's dead, and we have two guys coming down.
No, we don't know how much...
You don't know how many are coming. You don't know how many landed. All James said is we've got company,
yeah.
And then the EMP grenade went off, so you guys were cut off.
Roland's dead, we have guys coming down.
All right, go to help Amir. I'll be there as soon as I find my gun. And my other arm.
He put his arm in his pocket.
Just for comedy's sake,
your arm
is still clutching your gun.
He picked it.
Oh, no, I had the...
I know, I changed my mind.
Oh. All right.
Because now, you can go and bend over and pick up your... Oh, wait, because it would be...
Now I've got
never
a penalty.
No, so, yeah, okay.
I just figured it was knocked free of my hand.
Yeah,
when my arm...
It's a few feet away from you.
Yeah.
Your arm's on the other side.
All right, I'm going to look over at my arm and... Yeah. Just sort of... I am very angry right now at this point.
All right, Ryan, I'm going to say if you want to reload, it's going to take you 2 actions.
Okay, good thing I reloaded right before.
Or just have me do it.
Well, then it's going to take your action to reload his gun.
There's still 2 actions.
Okay.
My turn, right?
All right,
yes.
So
you guys are patching yourselves up. James.
I got to kill that guy that freaking...
Yeah.
I'd still minus 20?
Yes.
Woo. 16 out of
35. He rolled 98 on this fray.
Oh, cool.
So you hit him. Roll for damage.
It's taking these guys so long to get to us.
It was a pretty long
tunnel.
Yeah, it was a pretty deep tunnel.
And each round of combat is like only 4 seconds.
27.
27 damage?
And yeah, with minus 4 AP.
You toasty him.
Yeah.
He's toasty.
Yeah, he's dead.
I took out 2 people. My first time I've done something significant in battle.
Was it Toasty?
It was Toasty. Well, honestly, I didn't do anything last game, and now I killed Roland.
Frosty was Jose Dynamo's cameraman.
Yeah.
All right, so speed 2. Will, Ryan, you're awake.
All right, I stand up. The radios are completely fried, or is there anything I can do to...
You could talk to these guys. They're still too damaged to communicate up above.
Okay. With hardware electronics, can I fix that? Because I want to get in touch with Elise and find out what her
situation
is.
Yes, but you'd have to take your helmet off. Because it's built into your suit.
I see. Well, I'm not going to do that, because we're on the moon and there's no fucking air.
Unless you can hold your breath. You can all hold your breath.
You realize
that.
Put
it back on.
I am sufficiently badass that I'm pretty sure I could do that. Because I'd have to close my eyes, because otherwise
the pressure would
explode them out of my head.
I mean, if you wanted to try to make the repair check, it would be like minus 40.
Because I'd be working in vacuum, holding my breath with my eyes closed.
Yes, and one arm.
And one arm,
yeah, that's true. Alright, Lucas is badass, but he's not that badass.
I mean, you could try to take up a position.
Yeah, I'll do that then.
Alright, so like I said to Meyer, there's no real cover here, because everything's just sort of scattered and nothing's big enough to hide behind. But if you want to make an infiltration check, you could try to hide. Is that what you were doing, Will?
Yeah.
All right, so make an infiltration check.
No.
All right, you don't
find a hiding spot. Will you stand behind a potted plant?
Can I jump up onto the ceiling?
No, there is gravity.
There is gravity,
it's
so
a
you'd
six,
come down.
Yeah.
You'd jump high, but you'd still come down.
Damn. Unless you like head...
Unless you wanted to jump on top of the horrible monstrosity of the computer.
No.
Yeah, has that thing made any kind of action...
No?
Probably, it's just a supercomputer. We don't know if it's sentient, though.
You haven't done anything to it, though.
I'm by the generator. I gotta shut it down at any point. I gotta figure out how to shut it down first. Then...
Alright, kill these guys and then...
That's if that even works.
Roland's definitely dead, right? He's not dead.
As best you can tell.
He's not...
You're not a doctor.
If his head exploded like a melon, it's going to take them at least some time, even if he's got metasheens and a stack.
let's do it.
I thought he didn't have a stack. I thought that was something like unique about him. I don't remember. Right. Ignore me. I'm an idiot.
Ignore me!
Ignore me!
So, Ryan, you get speed 3.
All right. Anybody coming down the hole?
Not yet.
All right.
Well, give me a perception check. Minus 20.
Okay.
¿Qué pasa?
No, 39 out of 20.
All right, so you don't notice anything.
Okay.
So no one coming down the hole.
And can I roll a perception check to see?
Well, no, it's not your turn.
I know it's not my turn.
And you don't have anything.
You know what? As an action, since I have chameleon skin and my clothing is got chameleon patches as well, can I infiltrate to hide in plain sight?
You already did.
Oh, okay.
So you just did that last turn to infiltrate to hide, right?
No, that was Will.
Oh, I thought you did too. Okay, yeah.
I thought you did too as well. I thought that's what you're both. Oh,
I didn't
he rolled
roll for
first.
It.
And
yeah, he rolled.
Right. Okay, yeah, yeah. Sure.
All right, that's 40 out of 40.
Yeah, you find a good shadow and you just sort of stand in there.
Okay.
All right, round 3. The two guys come in. All
right.
You see two guys with guns come in. Will, they're looking right at you.
Hey,
so Ryan, you're first.
That potted plant.
Okay.
Avert their attention away from me.
Yeah. This round. I'm gonna call. I get a surprise attack.
Well, they don't. Well, wait.
They don't
see me.
I was gonna say I'm gonna aim for one of their heads. Because I get 3 actions in a round.
You know, neither of them rolled as well as you on their perception as you did on your hiding. So they don't notice you two, but they definitely see Will.
All right. So for I'm gonna take a full action to aim for one of their heads.
Okay. Maya, you're up next.
I would suggest doing the same to the other guy.
But I'll have 2 round action.
Well, if you don't fight, well, you take this round and then, like, they don't notice you.
Because
they're going to be paying attention to Will.
So what's the advantage of saying...
If you spend a full round to aim, it gives you plus 30 to hit.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay. Will, what are you going to do?
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Or you could try talking to them, but I doubt that's going to do anything.
doesn't it also give you, if you spend a full round to aim, it gives you a bonus, but if you're calling a shot, too,
well, if
that
you're
gives you a penalty.
Yeah, if you're calling called shot, I think, it's minus 10. But spending a full round to aim is minus 30.
Okay.
So it'll be plus 20 to hit.
Calling a shot makes it armor defeating?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll do plus 20 then.
Hey, guys! He's dead.
That's what you're going to do?
Really, Will? I
you're
tell you to dodge.
No, I'm not going to shoot.
You're not going to shoot at them?
Well, maybe they won't shoot him. Maybe they'll tell him, they'll spend a turn telling him to drop his weapons, because they don't see us.
That's true.
And then we'll blow their heads off.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to do?
comically, I kind of want to do it.
Well, the other thing to remember too, Will, is that they can't hear you unless they're on the same radio channel.
That's true.
You could do, you know, just like a big shrug, you know,
like that, and point.
Yeah.
Distract them for the second to give them the round to plop them.
It's true.
Them.
I could do that.
I said blop. I don't know. Blop.
So are you gonna do it? What are you gonna do?
Will's a blopper.
So you're just gonna stand there and gesture.
I'm 90% sure they're going to shoot at you anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that. You might want to take this round to dodge.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Or you could surrender. Just, you know, hey, I give up.
I don't think they're the prisoner-taking types.
No. Yeah, I'm going
to
dodge.
We don't know what kind of people we are.
So you're going to use your full action to dodge?
We don't know anything about them.
Yeah, we don't know anything
That's
about
true.
Them. And we have no way of communicating
with them. I still get a fray thing, don't I? I still have the... I still roll fray if I do this for my action.
Yeah, well, if you use a full action to dodge, that's plus 30 to your fray.
Ah.
I would take that.
Yeah.
Even if you do that, if they're not shooting at you, I would say that's a smart idea. You know,
yeah.
Because...
Yeah, I want to do the full action to dodge.
Be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because one of them's shooting at you, the other one's throwing a grenade at you. So, you roll your fray. You roll it half, then it's half plus 30. Because one of them is shooting at you.
Plus 30. Well, it's 27 minus 10.
Right.
That's 30.
So 47.
47. Forty.
All right, he misses. The other one is throwing a grenade at you. So that you get to full fray because it's not a gun. Plus 30. Well, minus 10 because you do have the wound. So your fray minus 10, then plus 30, or your fray plus 20.
Yeah. 53.
Out of.
It's plus 20. So yeah. It's out of 60. Oh. He critically hit, didn't he?
Yep, but not you.
Oh.
He rolled a 99 to throw his grenade.
Oh.
Okay. Frag grenades.
How long are the fuses on these things?
Okay, so I'm gonna give the one guy a fray. Which he failed. All right.
These guys are almost as professional as we are.
Pulls the pin. Wait a minute. Is it? Do I count after I pull the pin?
One misses.
It's beeping.
Two misses.
Rookie, throw it.
You know, I see this red light here, and it's so pretty. It keeps flashing at me.
They both.
They both died.
No, they're not dead. They both went, oh shit, and started to move, and then sent them flying further.
I guess he didn't take into account the lack of gravity. Well, they're still gravity, but the lesser amount.
Yeah, it just kind of slipped out of his hand. Grenades aren't like big; they're small. So he can have a whole bunch, but that did not go well for them.
All right,
that was their turn.
I'm gonna say round two for me is going to be because I really want to interrogate one of these fuckers because we didn't get to last time, and in order to do that we have to recover the stack before they die and their dead switch wipes their brain.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go up and try to cold cock one of them, you know, knock him unconscious.
Okay. Where
he's not dead. I mean, I understand that'll be difficult, you know, through a vac suit, but...
Right. So give me clubs, I guess.
Okay, that's at 30, minus 10. So...
It always moxie it.
Yeah, you know what, I'll do that, because I have two moxie left, hold.
Just moxie to succeed?
Yeah, moxie to succeed, so that's 10 out of 20.
Okay, well, he doesn't know you're there, so he doesn't get a fray. Let me see if there are rules for knockout. I think it's
a knockout.
No, that's Call of Cthulhu I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Cthulhu. Knock back, knock down. Bow, bow, bow. Whatever. You knock him out.
Okay.
Okay! Oh!
We can drag his fucking unconscious body back to the ship and give him to Doc Skelax, who can hopefully operate his stack out without triggering the dead switch, and then do whatever the fuck he wants with the rest of this guy's parts. I'm not going to ask questions.
He can just sell him black market drugs.
There is the other guy, though.
All right, well, Meyer, you're on him.
No, well, it's this is speed, two, this is
speed 2,
so it's Will.
Right. Yeah, Will...
How far am I from them?
I have to pee.
You're about 20 yards.
Shoot him.
Yeah.
Okay.
How the guys again?
Ryan knocked one out.
Listen, maybe I run over my sword.
He wanted to interrogate him, so we knocked him out.
It would take you a turn to get to him.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that.
Since you're doing
it was not back, but...
Kill the other guy?
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, kill the one that's still walking.
Okay. Roll the hit.
52 and a 65.
Alright, you hit him. Roll for damage.
Burst shot.
Alright, you have to call that before you fire.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it.
So, you can.
19.
What's the AP on your gun?
Minus 7.
Okay, he's dead. Oh, wait, no. Never mind, he had more health than I thought. He's hurt, but he's not dead.
Ew, gross. I just rolled a 99.
And now it's Ryan's turn.
And Ryan's not here.
He went to go pee.
Everybody's going to pee today. What's going on?
You only did it once.
It's pee-pee kind of day. Wow, that took longer than I thought.
You're having fun.
Oh, you didn't need the other guys.
Look at that, huh?
And nobody died yet.
Because this is my kind of game.
The cavern explodes.
God.
This is my kind of game. This is combat.
Well, that would have been good for Derek, too. His monkey with the...
It's my first time actually getting involved in combat. Every time I'm usually too far away or a sniper bot takes me out of commission.
No sniper bot this time.
Derek's playing important roles this time, though. He's watching the ship.
Derek's watching the car. They're on the B team.
Not the cars. The
just wait. Just wait until next game. We're like, guys, they finished it. Good work.
We're the A team.
Good improv. Good improv.
Right now, we are the A team.
You're the B team.
So,
all right, Ryan.
Yes.
It's your speed three. The guy Will shot is hurt but still alive.
Meyer's face. Ryan is.
So yeah, I guess I'll.
I
ran up to the other guy. Knocked him the fuck out.
And Murdoch.
Murdoch.
No. I'll whirl on my heels and put a bullet through his head.
All right, roll for it. I remember your wound penalties.
Murdoch is the crazy one.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I'm at minus 40 now.
Right.
Wait, no, your medicines and the
bandages
let you ignore the effects of two wounds.
Two wounds. All right.
Well, one for the medicines, one for the bandages.
So that means I'm at minus 20. I'm sorry, because I've only been rolling at minus 10, so I forgot about the wounds.
It's okay.
That's 50.
I have charisma.
You know what? I'll shoot a burst at him,
because
I still have enough of my clip left for a burst, and I'll take the addition to hit instead of the damage.
Okay. So I'll roll for it.
What does that give me? A plus 10?
Plus 10 with a burst, yeah.
Okay, so that's 60. And that's 42 out of 60.
All right, roll for damage. You hit him.
All right, that's 2, 10 plus 2. 12. With a minus 3 AP.
Yeah, you kill him.
All right.
So you got that one guy who's not too wounded, but unconscious. And the horrible, horrible computer made of people.
It's like it's waiting for no reason.
Sorry, Ryan.
It's alright.
Alright.
I'm gonna be like, first, I'm gonna apologize profusely.
Combat's over. James, you still can't hear from them. So, as far as you know, fuck up the reactor.
Alright, so I'm gonna look for a way to screw this reactor.
So what are you trying to do? Shut it off? Blow it up?
Right now I want to look for an off switch.
All right, so give me hardware electronics.
Oh, this is my game. Double odd. All zeros.
That's critical success.
Critical success.
Yeah, so you found...
Fuck yes.
You found the control panel. You know how to work this thing.
Yeah, it's just walking the park for me.
So if you want, give me an interfacing check to actually do it. I'll say plus 20 because you got the crit on the last one.
Yeah, that's 54 to 80.
Okay, yeah. What do you want to do?
My last mission, my last order was to shut this thing down. And I guess I'm going to have to do that.
Well,
you could just turn it off. You don't have to like blow it up.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I want to shut it down. I don't want to blow it up yet. Just like on it. Like for as far as I know, it hasn't done anything. But my last orders were to shut it off.
All right, so James.
My just checking what my assumption was that without power, whatever AI was, you know.
Here's the thing, James. You hit the button. Boom! Emergency lights pop on. You guys, pitch black. Do any of you have enhanced vision?
Don't they still have the glow sticks?
Yeah,
we do.
I gave them one each.
Right, so the glow sticks you drop by the entrance start glowing. Well, they don't start glowing. They are glowing. That's your only source of light. You can only see about 10 feet around those glow sticks. You can't see the computer thing at all. Because it's too fucking... You're in a cavern underground. Okay. There was no... All the lights were shut down when James turned off the reactor. All
right. I think we should get out of here.
Yes. I'm 100%.
Get out of here and then have them bomb the shit out of this place.
Well, here's the problem with that. The last time they bombed the shit out of this place, the bunker survived.
Well, there's a hole this time.
Do any of you have, like, security ops or...
I do.
I do.
So, Ryan, give me a security ops or... And or demolitions if you want. Well, not and, or demolitions.
That's security procedures.
That's fine, yeah.
There might be a
41 out of 60.
Detonate bunker switch.
17 out of 5.
Okay, well, Will, you know that with the I mean, they're talking about a kill sat. This is a precise weapon. They can fire through the hole that's there and detonate it on the top. That should probably take out most of it. If not, I mean, you guys are right here. You could just start shooting this computer thing.
Hmm. That's not my cup of tea.
I mean, I don't even know if it looked like it had any defenses or not. You know what? Fuck it. My character is...
We can't even see it.
Yeah, no. Let's go back. We'll make contact.
I mean, you could toss a glow stick over there.
All right. Yeah, why not? I'll toss a glow stick into the
air scent. Yeah, yeah. It gives you... You can see where it is. I'm not going to... I mean, if you guys want to start shooting it, you can. I'm not going to make you...
Well, wait, yeah, what does it look like? The eyes on the heads?
I mean, it was never really doing much to begin with. It was just sort of hanging there. When you look, the eyes on the heads still seem like they're moving. But you can see all the computer equipment that was scattered around is shut down. But all the eyes on that thing and all the eyes on the heads that are impaled around it are still moving.
Christ, I'm not going to be able to unsee that. I'm going to go ahead and just make a trauma check because that's fucking traumatizing.
Yeah, all right.
25 and 18 out of 25. All right,
so you managed to keep your shit.
Yeah, you know what? That's fucked up. We're going to go ahead and file that one for later.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, everybody, everybody out of the hole. I got to get the fuck out of this place.
What are you going to do with your unconscious friend?
Let's grab
him. Yeah, we'll grab him.
Okay. Are you going to tie him up or anything?
I would recommend that.
Chris is the one with the rope.
I mean, there's wires all over the place here. All
right, yeah, so we'll take some...
Yank something out of a computer and tie him up.
Are you going to show the heads?
Right now, the thing's docile. Like, shooting the heads might piss it off and might cause a cave-in. Might be a load.
Well, here's the thing. Whatchamacallit? The electronics are all dead because there's no power down here.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever was wiring these things together is now gone. So my guess is that all of those... Yeah, we need to shoot all those heads. How many heads are there?
There's about 70.
Jesus Christ.
Or Bob could do it.
Because...
I mean, your other option, Ryan, I'll tell you, is that if you want, you get back to the surface, you can call Proxy Black, tell him the situation, and they can send in a more precise, cleaning unit.
Okay. Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. All right, so I would say let's do that, because I have an arm off, and I'm way too...
He's got an arm off! All right,
scratch.
So which one of you is going to carry this guy back up?
Here we go.
I would say either Will. I'm not going to make you roll for it. I'm just asking.
I was going to say, there are four of us, so that we can...
Well, I'm upstairs.
James is up. Yeah. He still doesn't... You still don't know what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on. All right.
I'm going to tell them to deal with our unconscious friend. I'm going to go upstairs and make contact with James, let him know that we're okay.
I want to apologize to him so he doesn't... He's not... Angry at
him. I'm not going to apologize, only because I killed the guy, so Ryan knows I avenged him.
I'm still going to apologize then.
All right, so...
He's apologizing. I leave without listening to his apology.
Okay.
I'm just going to assume
Meyer, you go, look, Lucas, I really want it. He just walks right by you.
Whatever.
You're going to be trapped with him in a ship for, like, 16 hours anyway.
Well, no, you're going back to Mitre, which is, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes? All right, yeah. So.
Well, you're going to have to... Well, you guys... So, Ryan, you head back up. James, Lucas pops up out of the hole. Now you can talk to him again.
What the hell happened? I lost communication with you guys.
I lost my fucking arm.
I could see that.
Elise, fucking great job with the generator. Everything down there got shut down.
Did it do anything? What happened? What happened with what's-his-face? Crap, what was his name?
Roland.
Put him down.
Thank God.
Although Amir and Gavin had second thoughts at first.
I heard some of that. And then I heard gunfire.
Yeah.
And then everything went black.
There was a lot of gunfire and some plasma. I waved my stump. Anyway, we managed to capture one of those gentlemen who's been plaguing us. Hopefully we can get him back to the dock before he wakes up so that Doc can take his stack without triggering
that. I emerge out of the hole.
Yeah, just to do that, you see Gavin come up out of the hole, and then Amir carrying that guy over his shoulder. Will, he starts to move.
Knock him out.
give me an unarmed combat check.
If I want to succeed, Ryan, it's up to you to do this.
Well, he's tied up, I mean... But
he's just, wiggling. He's not going anywhere.
Unarmed combat.
We just don't want him waking up to activate his kill switch.
Times what?
Nothing. Unarmed combat. Minus your 10 for your trauma.
43.
Out of?
55.
Okay, so he starts wiggling and you just punch him in the back of the head and he falls limp again. It's only going to work for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. People don't stay unconscious that long.
Let's rip his portals.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Well, can we have TACnet back? Or?
Yeah, you guys are close enough to have TACnet, man.
All right. Let's see if the doc can talk us through this, because...
Okay. Let's see if he can. Sure. Yeah. You have your sword. He talks you through cutting his stack out.
And... His dead switch doesn't. We still have an ego on that.
Yeah.
All right.
The light is still blinking.
There's a message on the machine.
Yes.
Nobody's home.
Does he have any cool stuff on his body?
Nope. Nothing.
They have nothing identifiable and nothing pricey.
He's wearing a back suit.
Yeah.
What? Leave him here.
Burn him.
Yeah, we're gonna have proxy black men in black glass this place. So, all right, so we'll take the stack and.
All right, you make your way back up. When you get to the ship, you call proxy black when you get back to the ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, you tell him what happened.
Yep.
Good work. Very good work. We'll send a cleanup crew over there. Just stay there until they arrive. Should be about an hour.
All right.
I have a feeling we're not done yet.
No, we're going into epilogue.
Do we tell the colossal stack?
It's up to you.
Well, we can just hang on to that, because I feel like that's something that we're going to want to have an experienced psychosurgeon look at.
Yeah,
Ed does have psychosurgery.
Alright, well, Ed's fucking shifty enough that I feel...
Do you want to ask Doc Skelak to take a look at it?
Yeah, as soon as I walk in, you know, Will has the stack... Amir, toss that over to Doc Skelax and have him get to work.
There you go, Doc.
What's that psychosurgery? 80. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay. All right. Yeah, so do you want him to go into a simulspace and talk to this guy, or do you want to just pull his brain apart and take information?
I think
honestly, whichever way Ed... I would say Ed probably does the second one.
Yeah.
Ed probably picks it apart and takes out the information.
Yeah, I... Honestly, you know...
I don't think we'd be able to get much out of him by talking to him anyway.
We could give him that option. How about this? I'll tell him this way. You can... See what he'll give you at first. I can do some... I can do some simulspace wizardry to create a suitably uncomfortable environment for him to be, instantiate him in.
Doc Skelak says, you could do that if you want, but personally I just prefer cutting into his brain.
You're the doc, Doc.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
So,
do what you can to get us that information.
Yeah, he does some psychosurgery. And about an hour later, just before the team arrives, he goes, well, I found some information. I don't know what to make of it exactly. It seems that he's part of something called... Well, first off, I could say right off the bat, this is a beta fork. Of a man called Blake Diaz. But not much information. All I can say for certain is that he's part of something called the Promethea Syndicate. And it seems that they were dispatched here from... Wait, I wrote it down. He doesn't pause like this. From Feynman, which you know is a nearby lunar city.
Okay.
What was the organization called again?
The Prometheus Syndicate.
Prometheus?
The Prometheus Syndicate.
Okay, so I'm
going to... Prometheus is coming out.
The movie.
Yeah. He wrote this up before we about that movie.
Blake Diaz.
From Prometheus Syndicate. Which is where, from Feynman?
Feynman. Well, he was sent from Feynman.
Yeah.
Feynman. It's a nearby lunar city.
All right.
I mean, so if you want, you could do some research on Feynman.
Well, I would say, is that next game? Are we...
Well, I mean, if you want to do a little epilogue research, if you want, you can contact Proxy Black about what you about this guy.
I want to find out about the Prometheus Syndicate.
My research is at 15, and right now I'm at minus 30, so I'm going to fucking pass out again.
I'm going to say, oh yeah, so make a research check if you want to try to find out about the Prometheus Syndicate.
43 out of 45.
You got nothing. If you want to try some networking, you might be able to get some information that way.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try some networking.
So what network are you going to use?
Let's see, what do I have?
Honestly, Firewall would probably be a good network to use.
Yeah, I think
Firewall.
I don't think ecologists would be helpful.
Is IREP.
What about criminals?
C-REP.
Firewall would be better. You could try criminals.
I'm going to do Firewall first.
Think I can get anything off the corporate SOCnet?
I critted my network.
33 out of 35.
22.
You both critted your network. Okay. What you find out, there are rumblings. There are rumblings in some firewall circles about the Prometheus Syndicate. It's more like urban legend for firewall sentinels than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the information that you gather is that the Prometheus Syndicate is made up of former firewall sentinels who disagree with Firewall's methods.
They just stand around going, "Who watches the Watchmen?"
No, they believe that the Prometheus Syndicate, from what you've gathered, is that they believe that Firewall is taking the wrong approach to defend humanity. They believe that humanity should be capturing and studying Titan relics to learn from them to better understand and then defeat the Titans and to create better weapons, rather than Firewall's policy, which is just blow it up.
Oh, yeah, so Amir and Gavin, that's the team you should be on.
This is what Gavin and James find out. That's their general philosophy, that we should be, that humanity should be capturing and studying these things, rather than just blowing them up.
I'm getting a guess feel from that.
Are they a faction within Firewall, or they're ex-Firewall sentinels?
That's a little unclear.
Because I was gonna say, my thought process was that if anyone was an ex-Firewall sentinel, they were also an ex-person.
That's unclear. It's more urban legend than anything.
Okay.
There's no actual facts, but this is what we're just getting.
Right. People in Firewall, there are rumors of sentinels encountering syndicate members on missions, but most of those people get killed and then restored from backup, so they don't remember it.
All right. In that case, yeah, we're going to go to Proxy Black with this, Proxy Man in Black.
All right, so you call him up again?
Yeah, we got something new for you, Proxy.
What now?
A team of third-party infiltrators came and ambushed us when we were down in the hole.
Same ones from Mars?
We think so. No identifying marks.
The
pretty much generic
way
splicer.
Too similar.
Generic splicer morphs. No implants. We managed to cut the stack out of one of them before his dead switch triggered, and Doc Skelax pulled his brain apart for some information.
And?
According to Doc, he's a part of the Prometheus Syndicate.
I see.
Beta fork of a guy by the name of Blake Diaz.
Well, it doesn't ring a bell, but I will look into it. Good work.
All right. I'm going to pass out now. Excuse me.
Yes, we should get you to a facility.
I would appreciate that very much, though.
So we will handle that next time, because I don't know where that facility is. Oh, MITRE!
Okay.
Go back to MITRE!
We'll go back to MITRE.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
He heal you up there. Drop you in a healing vat. Okay. So, that's it. So we can do res points.
You guys
stay there about 10 minutes after you get off with Proxy Black.
Yeah.
The cleanup crew arrives and tells you you should probably get far away.
Yeah. you guys should leave.
Yeah, you should probably go.
I'm torn between giving my point to Meyer or Will, but I think I'm going to give it to Will, because Will was actually the one who dove in front of the man with the loaded gun to yeah. stop him from shooting the Titan-infected shithead.
All right, so that's 5 for Will.
So, yeah.
I'll give it to Ryan for being one-armed. And
I'm going to give it to James for being awesome upstairs and taking out 2 guys and critting a... And shut down the computer.
And James, you got a James. Point to give.
So far, we've all passed our point to the right.
Well, in that case, I'll give mine to Meyer for being totally cool in this entire situation.
All right, so you each get 5 res points.
Yay.
All right, and that is the end of You Can't Go Home.
I don't want to go home. Home is horrible.
Wait, so that's the end. And why are we getting points? No, okay.
All right.
Well, that's the end of that arc.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Lucas.
My pleasure.
Yep. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Lucas
did not enjoy any.
We passed.
You did. You did. You stopped him from destroying all transhumanity.
We did.
And nobody died.
There you go, guys.
And nobody died.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening in.
I think we should have.